from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Yes, it's Friday. Free-for-all Friday, that is. If you're not familiar with what a free-for-all Friday is, you just call 1-800-955-KLOS, or you can text the show, text HF, and then your request to 68683, because free-for-all Friday means you get to choose the music that we play today on the show. Going to run down the news of the week right now, maybe stuff we didn't get to. A lot of stuff going on. There's so much. So try to keep up, okay,
right.
Everybody? Even the audience. Try to keep up, audience, or you're fired.
No problem.
Lindsay Lohan is taking cooking classes, and here's the first batch of meth that turned out fantastic. Lindsay, you're natural.
Delicious.
No, I think is she dating a billionaire? We talked about that earlier in the week.
Yeah, Russian heir.
Yeah, and so she's taking cooking classes because she's trying to nail it down. You got to have those skills, right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I guess plenty of people marry women who don't cook, but...
Why do they marry women who don't cook? 1-800-955-KLOS. No, seriously. I mean, you bring up a good point, Heidi. What is it with these bitches who don't cook?
Yes.
Heidi said it.
No, listen. I think when you're in that thing, it's like if I was with a guy, and I'm not with a guy, but my lady...
Who cooks in your situation? How can you tell?
Well, we mix it up, but I don't grill. I've never even touched the grill. I've never touched it. Don't know how to turn it on. Don't care. It's not my world.
Once Heidi burnt beans on the grill.
And you know, and I also learned fish don't fry in the kitchen. Mm-mm.
Only in the bedroom.
Yeah.
It's Heidi's life.
The guy grills. The guy grills. Sorry. No clue.
Are you with a woman who doesn't cook? I mean, really, Heidi. Wow. That's... I mean,
yeah.
Talk about coming out of the box hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even think about that angle. I didn't. But that is, yeah. I know a lot of women like that. I when I was out at the at cheerleader tryouts for the Los Angeles Rams cheerleader tryouts, the first round of auditions, the judges, I was with three other ladies, and they were talking, and one judge was talking about how she stays at home with the kids now and cooks all the time, and husband just loves it. And the other lady's like, I don't cook at all. And he knows he's never getting cooked for. So, I mean, there's the one who, that's how she sees doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to cook. Got to clean. Lindsay Lohan jumping on board saying, I need cooking classes if I'm going to have a guy who's worked so hard to inherit his father's money.
Right? Although you're
married, need to learn how to cook some.
She's marrying a Russian heir. Do you think they'll ever cook? I never assume wealthy people cook. I could be totally wrong. What do I know? But I just assume it's always handled for them.
Yeah, they're always getting blue apron.
We've got our chef, our personal chef. That's what you always hear when like your celebrities are like, oh, you know.
If you had a boatload of money, you'd have a personal chef.
No, I like cooking.
You just said.
No, I said. I think what I think of wealthy people is they don't. But that's not.
And if you
not,
ever became wealthy,
no, I like.
That's how you think wealthy people live, and you'd have a chef.
No, I like to cook. I don't like somebody else feeding my lady, necessarily. I want to fill that belly. I want the compliments.
I don't
on
want
the,
any woman's belly filled.
No, you know, but I want to be the one where she's stop. I want to be the one that she's like, oh my God, it's amazing. So I like to cook. I don't. If I was a billionaire, I would still make dinner.
So if you went to our house and we had dinner,
mm-hmm.
I know it's crazy hypothetical. It's never going to happen.
No, it never.
But I mean, you get blue apron. We know.
Right.
Okay. And my lady made dinner,
mm-hmm.
spaghetti, because she's Italian.
Sure.
And your lady's like, I mean, every bite, you know how you guys are when you eat. You moan a lot.
Oh, sure.
But she is like on the edge of ecstasy. Would you be jealous because she's just freaking out over the sauce?
I am pulling your lady to the side and going, okay, need the recipe because I need to make
like,
that.
It's a family secret. It was grandma, you know.
What's it going to take? Because I need that to happen again next week.
Well, come on back next week. We'll do it again. And now all of a sudden we're hanging out as couples.
Oh,
so she can get
just
off on her
spaghetti. Oh, at least it wasn't with a...
That's why they're called Skitty-O's. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I had another one.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti-O.
Uh-oh. I had a Spaghetti-O.
I think I'm having another one. I'm never going to watch that commercial the same way again.
All right, Christian's calling in. Christian says his lady does not cook, and Tanner, his lady doesn't cook either. Let's find out why these guys are with these women.
Would you stop? Because they have 100 other amazing qualities.
That's what I want to find out. Christian, why are you with this woman who doesn't cook?
Because she's got great personality. She's fun to be with. She's just a wonderful person, and I tend to cook really good.
Okay, so you're the cooker. All right, sweet.
Yeah.
All right, that's how it worked out, because you like to cook and you don't see it as a woman's work.
That was in my mom and dad's relationship. My mom, yeah. She did cook, but she wasn't a good natural cook.
Salmon patties.
My dad was a good natural cook. So typically if we came in and it was like, oh, dad made dinner tonight, yay, because dad was a good cook. He liked to do it. My mom was like...
What was your dad's gist?
What?
What was your dad's? He never made that. Well, if not for you anyway. What was your dad's dish? I thought you said he made squirrel chili once. I mean, how could that be good? Thank you, Christian.
No, I mean, he did. But my dad would make, because my dad's German, so my dad would make full-on homemade chicken and dumplings. And I've not even had any other since then. Like, I left home, and if I go back, he's like... Well, you want chicken? When we whip you up a batch of chicken and dumplings? And that's what I'm like. Oh.
Is that your birthday meal too?
And homemade fried chicken, which is incredible. I don't know how he seasons it, whatever he does, but it's like no other fried chicken I've ever had. It's delicious.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Chicken's just fried chicken.
It's not though. It's not. No.
You can really go off book. Look at Patrick speaking out. Patrick, the one time I wasn't going to ask the black guy because it's kind of obvious. Get over here, Patrick.
It can be. Too greasy.
I know there's the Colonel has the 11 herbs and spices that are secret. Mm-hmm. So everybody has a different amount of herbs and spices.
Yes. Fried chicken can be really, really bad, which is just flour and whatever on it. But
tasteless.
Yeah, right. But
greasy.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of herbs and spices. I actually know some of the 11 herbs and spices that
you
use.
Do?
I use that to buy fried chicken. So yeah. Mine is a bomb.
Damn.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
We need to
I guess my lady's Italian, so she has that spaghetti sauce recipe, like the homemade sauce.
Gets handed down.
It's so homemade, I think they call it gravy.
Yeah, Sunday gravy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, if you grew up with the chicken man, then you would have the chicken recipe. But my mom couldn't make chicken. I mean, our homemade chicken was just, it sucked.
See?
But that's why I guess I was thinking homemade, it's all the same, right? You mm-hmm. don't have the herbs and spices, but okay. Eric, what's your dish to go to?
I make a good steak. Mine's is bomb.
Once again.
What?
With steak. How can you make... I mean, you bought a good piece of meat and you didn't F it up.
Right. But I do it in the oven. People say, come over for steaks, and they think I'm going to be on the grill all night. And no, I
you don't,
do it in the
you
oven.
You don't super sear on the grill, then throw it in the oven?
Well, you take it and you rub it down with olive oil, sear it on each side in a pan, 30 seconds, and then 3 minutes per side in the oven. Done.
You use garlic oil or truffle butter, and you do it in a cast iron skillet.
Don't tell me how to do it.
And kill it.
You marry that woman right there.
Right here. You marry. I'm marrying type.
Actually, Tanner has a lady who doesn't cook at all. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, how you doing?
Why are you with such a female?
I'm not too sure. I think I just knocked her up, and that's why.
Yep, that's what happens to the best of us. All right, let me give you a prize. Do I have any prizes today? Oh, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a prize.
Looks like a pretty full prize sheet.
It is a full prize sheet. Do you want to go see the Los Angeles Rams final cheerleading auditions?
Yes, I do.
Well, there you go. Going to be at the Forum this Sunday. Have fun. Report back on Tuesday, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, man. Stay on hold. I say Tuesday because I'm going to Coachella this weekend. Right after the show, I'm off.
Leaving.
I'm on the road heading to Coachella. And so on Monday on the Heidi and Frank show, we're going to do a Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is marathon. It's the bit we did with Danny Mathers where she would go out and get numbers from married guys. Women would submit their guys and say that they're 100% faithful, that they'd never cheat, they wouldn't even take a number. And then we send in Danny, the decoy, and she usually gave her number out, and they would always call. And I was right.
Imagine that.
So it's a Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is marathon on Monday. Be back live on Tuesday. Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now?
Well, super windy out there. Trees are down in lots of places.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now with Lisa May.
Yeah. On the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show on a Friday, free-for-all Friday. We'll get to the music. If you got a request, anything you want to hear, we'll try to get on 1-800-955-KLOS, or you can text that HF and then your request to 68683. And Dylan on the phone. Hello, Dylan.
Hey.
What's that, man?
Nothing. My girlfriend actually turned me on to your show, and she told me you guys were giving away a Coachella ticket.
Yeah.
So I texted her this morning and told her that I won the tickets, and I used my buddy Chris's phone to go, to call. So we're going to Coachella.
Wait,
and she can't go because she's pregnant at home.
Oh my God, Dylan!
Dylan, so your girlfriend listens to the show and you didn't, Dylan?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend listens to the show, but you didn't listen to the show.
Yeah. She turned me on to you guys about a month ago.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Well, I thought we didn't have any women listening, and it turns out we do, and she's promoting us. Dylan, how old are you?
I'm 23.
23. Where are you calling from?
Well, right now, Hollywood, but I live in Santa Clarita.
Now, you don't have Coachella tickets, but you told your girlfriend that you won, so you're just going to go hang out with your buddy all weekend?
Well, no. She told me to shut up, and she's going to burn all my stuff if I go. So.
Oh, so you're not
Well, she's a keeper. Hopefully she can cook.
No, she definitely can't cook, but I'm kind of like the last call you had. She got knocked up.
All right, let me give you a prize then, dude. I mean, we've all been
there. No, thank you. You know, your prizes are being on the radio in the morning for me to go to work.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan.
Spread the word for us, okay, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Look at that. 1-800-955-5567. We had so much to get to today. I only talked about Lindsay Lohan for the first 20 minutes of the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we went off on a bit of a tangent.
Well, with Dylan and the last caller saying that their ladies don't cook, but they knocked them up, and that's why they're with them.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Fox is pregnant, and Brian Austin Green. It was her ex-husband, right? Like, did they get divorced fully, or did they just get separated?
I know they filed, but I don't know if it was official, so I don't know if you can pull paper, too.
Yeah, she is pregnant, and they say, and Brian Austin Green is the father, so unlike Brian in Hollywood, at least his sperm is working. Wasn't she paying him?
Yeah,
spousal support.
Because I think, wasn't it then that they got into a big car accident, and he got injured and got vertigo? And he couldn't work, like, which I understand. Like, when you screw up your inner ear, it does screw your whole.
It's hard to believe though when you're not dizzy. You know what I'm saying? If you had vertigo right now, like, oh my God,
I know.
Need to sit down. Like,
because
shut
you
up.
I guess you can fake vertigo, but it is a real thing. And if he screwed up his inner ear and he couldn't work, so it's like, well, I'm gonna stay home and take care of the kids. And she was off working, so.
Do you really want some dizzy weirdo taking care of your kids?
No, I don't. I'd be like, we'll get somebody who's not gonna have a fainting spell while he's holding my baby.
Yeah, let me carry the babies down the stairs.
Oh.
Better have another one.
Daddy has vertigo.
The original voice of the Lucky Charms leprechaun has died at 93. Police suspect this may have been the work of a serial killer. And Pete Rose turned 75 this week. And here's how addicted he still is to gambling. He just moved himself to first place on his celebrity death pool. So,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
He's got a problem. Mm. Also saw this week where a guy was busted for doing 171 miles per hour.
I didn't even know that was in a regular car.
He was driving a Camaro.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, maybe they can go that fast. Who knows?
Yeah, he was busted in Minnesota for speeding down the highway. in a Chevy Camaro, and he was doing 171 miles per hour. Now, I don't know if this is...
Probably trying to get out of Minnesota.
If this is a real guy, or is this some elaborate Chevy stunt?
Oh.
So you can see that a Camaro went 171 miles an hour, and the cop clocked him, and so it's for real. It's not just some commercial that they put together and make it look all cool. The cop was clocked him at 168 and 143 miles an hour, and the cop had to get his car up to 135 just to get close enough for the guy to see his flashing lights, pull him over. But would you pull over? You're already going 171.
No, just keep going.
Why would you pull over? And you're in Minnesota. They're gonna. I mean, as far as and helicopters only, and stuff, it's like police chases out here. It's like you're only 171.
It's wide open space. You could. There's a chance you can get away in LA. That's
take
a little
back road in the woods.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's the fastest you've ever gone?
That's
in a
what
car?
I was just thinking. I mean, I want to say. Maybe 100, but the scared...
Maybe 100.
I mean, I don't...
You got
I don't,
to 98 and then... butt clenched.
The scaredest that I've ever been on in any sort of moving vehicle. The, I mean, the most terrified. And even thinking about it gives me a little anxiety. I was dating my boyfriend, Joe. He had a motorcycle. He lived out in the country. We're coming home. We were into town having, you know, partying a little bit with friends. We're going back to his house. Middle of the night, midnight.
And you're wearing a bikini, right?
No, I had clothes on at this point.
Okay.
Last stretch of road right before his house, probably half a mile of just stretch of road, fields on both sides. He turns the headlamp off on the motorcycle and just goes, whoa! I mean, we're just going and pitch black. And I'm like, I'm
there's
just-
no moon.
I'm just holding. I mean, I'm just holding it.
Moonlight or just dark?
Dark.
There could have been a deer.
Frank, I know. But he was like, it'd be, and I'm like, no, don't. And he liked when I got like-
Yeah, because
he
got
up.
Y'all excited.
Yeah, but not in a good way. I'm like nauseous. We get off and I'm
we're
like,
we're alive. Kiss me.
I feel so alive when I'm with you. That's probably the wildest I've ever been.
Got
I wouldn't
your
do
juices flowing.
I wouldn't do that now. My God. Not that I had a choice. I was on the back and he turned the head.
Would you even get
off.
On the back of a motorcycle now?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I did.
If I was driving, would you get on the back of the motorcycle?
You're driving. I feel like, you know, depending on your mood, you just want to kill us both.
I know I had a freaky
friend. And on some days,
who,
I may not care, you know.
Well, same kind of thing. He had a like a Ford Bronco, like the OJ Ford, but it was red.
Yeah.
And we were all in it. I think there was like five of us in it, three in the back and two in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And driving down old dirt road, no street lights, nothing. And about probably... half a mile
see,
stretch
yeah,
of straight.
That country
but
they, road.
But I know the road. We all know these back roads, so I know the road. And at the end, it takes a right turn, or a right angle left. I mean, there's no, you know, let's just gradually turn.
Yeah, it's
beep, beep.
Yeah, I know it well.
And it's banked. And so he just turns off his lights. And
what the hell?
I'm like, what are you doing, man? And then, but we can anticipate. We're coming up to that turn. And he was like, I looked over. I was in the passenger seat. I looked over and he said, look on his face like he was going to kill us all. And we launched off that thing.
Frank, oh my God.
And we're in the air. We're like, just a good old boy.
Are the boys going to make it?
Oh,
stay tuned.
Are the boys going to make it? That was the truth.
They would always do that. They'd be like, oh, are the boys going to make it?
Airborne. And it was in a swamp.
Oh.
So we hit the water. And, I mean, we all lived, and everybody smashed their beer cans on their faces because there was no airbags in that damn thing. So it was like, smash! Oh.
Bloody noses.
Bloody
noses. Budweiser across your forehead, you know?
That's right. We got a Bud can up in the left nostril.
Oh, God.
So don't
young,
do that. Don't
young
do that.
And dumb.
Call Uber.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean,
you were riding with Goober.
I was... Maybe 150, 145, 150. I've been in a car going that fast.
You have? Oh, because you did that racing school too. Remember that? Is that when you did that?
No, this was back in high school.
In a regular car.
But he had like the souped up car. I don't remember exactly the model, but it, you know, had the big wide tires and back. Like being on a drag strip.
Yeah.
And he was the only son, so you know he got spoiled, and his dad was a mechanic or something, so he made in this whole big and
oh,
went
my
out
God.
And we just. About 150 miles an hour. I was like, yeah, it was scary. Eric, how fast you got in a car?
Well, it's not really how fast I've gone that was the scariest moment when I was driving. It was how fast I was going on back streets. and I had both windows down, cranking music, probably going.
What was the song?
I don't recall. I was in high school, so it was probably some pop punk, you know, anthem.
Dancing Queen.
So I was probably going 50 on back roads. And in Tennessee, where I grew up, they curve constantly. It never, ever stops curving. Yeah. And I lose control of the car. I have both windows down. And in Tennessee, where these side roads are, the mountains go up on both sides of the road. So I spin out. I do four circles. Slam into the side. And my windows are down. So all the leaves and everything, all the bird crap, everything flies into my window, smacks me in the face, fills my entire car with crap. It was the scariest moment of my life.
Is bird crap a huge problem in Tennessee?
It's no more
than anywhere else.
Yeah,
you just happen to hit the poopy spot on the mountain.
The bird's toilet. Like,
for, to have your car filled with bird crap after you crash into a mountain is odd.
Mm-hmm.
It was like an eagle's nest that you crashed into.
An eagle with a tummy ache.
Yeah. I didn't expect that.
Stomach
leaves
flu.
And all this bird crap. What?
I'm saying it was dirty, Frank.
Oh, it was very dirty.
It was very dirty.
A lot of debris.
Very dusty. Very dusty. Lisa, all these years of traffic, have you ever been out there crazy driving?
Yes, because my ex-husband was an insane car raging person. So if someone cut him off, he would chase them down the road.
And what would you do while he's chasing people down the road?
I would pull the emergency brake.
Then you could do a spin out. Jesus.
He was insane. I stopped driving. I was like, I'm not getting in the car with you anymore.
But that's what you loved about him.
No, that is not the part that I loved about him.
You would have these crazy fights and then you'd make up. I know you, Lisa. You like it. You like it.
Oh, that's so hot.
You like it
rough.
Yeah,
I love the drama. Angry. Yeah. Angry sex.
Constantly in fear of your life.
I wasn't talking about sex. I was talking about
so
driving.
So hot, Heidi.
Right?
Whatever you want to say, Lisa. Anybody else gone faster than 150 or 171 miles an hour? Nobody? 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's see. Also in other news. Sesame Street debuted a Muppet from Afghanistan that wears a hijab. She immediately stoned Bert and Ernie to death for being gay, which is
Frank.
Oh, man. How's that? Tat's looking good, huh?
It's starting to look normal.
Yeah, starting to look a little bit
it's
normal.
It's not so swollen.
Yeah, my arms, I got my forearm done, Tuesday?
It's a lot of shading. Do you know that
this chewed you up? I was like, it still hurts.
I don't want to make you feel weird.
What?
Your bear has a vagina.
I know.
Thank you. I'm so glad somebody said it. It's got a very obvious vagina.
It's an odd choice.
It's a very high vagina. I mean, I don't think it is because I think,
I just assumed the bear was a boy, but then when I see the shading, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was a girl bear.
Yeah, you don't really notice it. I pointed it out to Eric. I was like, Eric, what is that? I go, because I'm looking at it upside down. And so I'm trying to, I go, what the hell is that? And he goes, I think it might be a vagina.
Okay, thanks. I'm not crazy.
Or maybe it's, you know, like really high on the belly dog wiener. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't think bears are made that way. I think bears are more like humans. It's not high on the belly dog wiener like a dog.
I know it wasn't a mistake by the tattoo artist that ended up, you know, just doing like, oops, because he like combed the hairs away from it.
Right.
It's like emphasized on the bear's belly. It's
big time.
Gigantic, like, I have a bear vagina on my arm.
And bear boobs on the other arm. You're like a sixth grade boy's dream.
I don't have a bear on that arm, too. They're naked. Naked mermaid boobs and a bear vagina on this.
Bear boobs and bear vagina.
Well, the Little League team's going to be really impressed this year.
And guess who's going to be number one?
Hell yeah. We won the World Series because of the boobies on this arm. Now they got a vagina on this arm. We're taking it all.
How have you not been fired from your coaching job?
From everything that I do. Really, from everything that I do. Oh, Ron says he could top the 171-mile-an-hour guy. Hello, Ron.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, what was your top speed in a car?
That was what?
He just hit a tree.
Oh, my God.
He looked down at the speedometer to see how fast he was going and hit a tree.
That's
oh, my God. That's crazy.
I'm worried about Ron now. Ron?
Oh, there he is. Hey, Ron. Okay, so how fast are you going?
He's really good.
Ron?
Hmm.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Mm-hmm. Did I skip something important?
What, we have something important to do?
Is anything important on this show?
No.
No.
I was wondering if I skipped something.
Are you missing somebody's birthday, or are you thinking about that, or is it?
No.
No.
Hmm.
A prize?
It'll come to me. I don't know. I was talking about my tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier in the week, since we're talking about the news of the week, catching up on stuff we didn't talk about. A 104-year-old man recently became the oldest person in the world to get his tattoo. Get his first tattoo.
That's awful thin skin. I don't know.
No, he didn't get it on the thinny parts of the skin. He got it on his finger, and it said, pull.
Oh, Grandpa. I've been wanting to do it for years.
And he also got one down here in his pubic hair. It said, get off my lawn.
Got one on the side of his face that says, insert teeth here, and then it has an arrow pointing to his mouth.
On his chest, do not resuscitate. Please kill me.
I've been here long enough. It's enough already.
Old tattoos. let's see. Oh, saw this. Didn't bring it up earlier in the week, but a former owner, this is going to freak you out, former owner of a motel in Colorado just got outed for secretly watching hundreds of people have sex in their rooms over the course of 29 years. He sold the place back in 1995, and the statute of limitations ran out, so he can't be charged for it.
No, there shouldn't be a statute of limitations on that.
Well, should there be a statute of limitations on anything?
No, not, and I don't understand with the Cosby thing. Well, I mean, he raped that girl years ago. I mean, well, yeah. Why should that ever go away? That should never be. Oh, well, he murdered that person, but it was like 20 or 5 years ago.
I think it's trying to teach people not to hold a grudge. You really shouldn't. It's bad for you.
If you watched me have sex in a hotel room, I'm holding a grudge. I want you prosecuted. Especially knowing that it wasn't just me. It was a ton of other people.
If you and your high school buddy on the motorcycle, and it was a motel.
Yeah.
Went out to the State Line Motel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out today that there was a secret wall where this guy would go in there and peephole through the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a motel.
Sure.
You would want to prosecute that guy today if he saw your senior, your high school senior ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
why
would?
Not? Yeah, why not?
You still hold a grudge? You found out today. He's like, I remember that motel.
Yeah,
what?
And it's not even necessarily for me. It's finding out that it's like, oh my God, obviously he's got a problem. 29 years worth of people banging.
Heidi, if you had a motel that had secret walls in it and eye hole paintings, you couldn't resist. You.
I would not. No, I would not do that because that's a private place. You have an assumption of privacy in that hotel room. But if you're out and on a balcony and I'm like, oh, whoa, whoa, I'm watching. I'll watch that.
You.
I know.
Are a liar.
I watched my mom and dad. It's wrong. I'm admitting it's wrong. I was a child. I was 12.
Oh, now you know how I caught you and you're backtracking. But I went, you.
I admitted that. I wouldn't do that as an adult. If you stayed at my house and I heard, I wouldn't be like, shh.
You can't stop yourself.
I'm not doing it as an adult. I did
even
it as a kid.
Even as a kid, you knew it was wrong. That's why you snuck to look.
I snuck. I scurried. I lied. I was all of that stuff. But I was a kid. I was 12 or 13.
No, knowing that it's wrong as a kid, knowing it's wrong as an adult, and then you choosing to do the right thing as an adult is not.
Yeah.
No. That your personality always will do the wrong thing.
No, it's not. It's called growing and evolving. You did stupid stuff as a kid that you knew was wrong. You'd never do as a grown man. You're
yes,
like, oh, man.
I'd still do it.
You would not ride. You would not get in a car full of people and turn the headlights off and go 170 miles an hour down a half a mile stretch of country road. You would not.
I wasn't driving, but if that happens, I'm in. All right. Let's speak of going fast. And if you suspect, if you think that you were ever spied on, or if you're one of these people, change your name. If you have been the spyer, okay? Spyees and spyers can call in 1-800-955-5567. Let's talk to Rich. Going back to the guy who made the news, got pulled over for going 171 miles an hour in Minnesota. Rich says he's gone faster than that. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
How fast did you go?
202 on the 405.
What were you
on
in?
On a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle?
Oh, my God, Rich.
Was this in the middle of the night?
Well, it was 5:30 in the morning. I lived in Huntington Beach and worked in El Segundo, so I rode that stretch of the 405 every morning, 5:30 in the morning, and just aired it out every once in a while, you know.
202 miles an hour.
How do you even, don't you just start? It's a motorcycle too, aren't you? Just the thing is just shaking, and you're just holding on for dear life.
No, I mean they're built for it. You know, these bikes these days they really are built for it.
How old are you, Rich?
Man, I'm pushing 50 right now.
Oh, so when did you go 202?
Probably 7-8 years ago.
Oh well,
you're still
old
early
enough,
40s. So were you like the kid who would always go fast? Did you have the souped-up car?
Yeah, ever since I was a little kid on dirt bikes, I wrecked everything I ever owned.
Proving my point, you never grow out of it. If you're on something that can go fast, you will go fast. If you have a hole in a wall, you're going to look through it, Heidi. I don't care.
That's not true.
Yes, Rich can't grow out of it.
Well, Rich is a child still. I'm not. I grew out of it.
The only way Rich can't go fast is if he buys something that can't go fast. But if he ever gets in a car that can go fast, he is going to, as he says, air it out. He has
to. Absolutely. In everything.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you so much. And if there is a opportunity for you to look through an eye hole and see somebody naked or doing whatever they're doing in their hotel room, you would.
Not true.
All right. Eric?
Hell yes, I would.
What about Heidi?
Hell yes, she would.
Thank you.
Not in a private room and
yes,
on a balcony.
You're such a liar.
Why?
Because I wouldn't invade somebody's privacy like that. But if they were decided that they're going to bang like on a balcony, I can kind of see. I'm like, oh, hello. Those two people are banging. I'm going to stand there and watch. But I'm not going to peep in somebody's bedroom window and try to look.
Say, I know you wanted to retire out in the middle of nowhere and have a dog camp. So say you want to have a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And you buy this old house.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, it's your dream. And then as you're fixing it up, because you two are both fixer-uppers, you're doing it yourself, you find the secret passages. There's fake walls in this old house. Are you telling me?
Yeah.
You're going to tear out those fake walls.
Fake walls.
Meaning, okay, there's a crawl space. I mean, there's not much room to stretch out.
But
you know, the cup, foot and a half where you can just slide through there, peephole, watch people have sex in their rooms.
I may not.
You're gonna tear that wall out and then re-drywall the inside.
I may not do that because of a panic room situation. In case somebody ever comes on the property and there's like an Armageddon or anarchy or something, I can hide in that wall space.
Yeah.
And they'll never know that I'm
you
in
would
there.
Patch up the eye holes.
Yes, I
no,
would.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear, God is my witness.
No, it's lightning. I've never been so scared in this room.
Waiting on
lightning
it.
Lightning from Jesus.
Waiting on it. Come on, Jesus. You know what's in my heart.
No.
You know what's...
Sorry. No, deep down, Heidi.
Not even sprinkling.
No.
Not even sprinkling.
The temptation. The devil will come out.
Hey, I've said no to the devil many times.
Really? When?
Many times.
No, you didn't.
Oh, man.
He has a sense of humor, doesn't he? 1-800-955-5567. Eric, would you patch up the eye holes?
I wouldn't. No, I would look. I mean, given the situation that maybe you're in a hotel room, you hear somebody having sex, and then, a painting falls off the wall, and you see that there's a hole right there, and you can look in and see who's making all that noise and what exactly they're doing. I think everybody, 100%.
Okay, you might go, whoa, uh-oh.
No.
Do you stay?
Come on,
I
know what they're doing.
Do you stay?
Yes, you stay.
Or do you glance and go, oh, man, that's weird, man. What the hell?
Yeah, and then walk away. You tell somebody and everybody takes turns looking? Of course.
Yes, like in Porky's and they're all looking through.
Whoa, boy.
Or when the Revenge of the Nerds did the panty raid and they put the cameras in there. We've got Bush. Everybody sitting around the couches?
We're all just a
it's
bunch of nerds.
Human nature. Reality TV. This is the ultimate reality TV.
You know you would. The painting falls off the wall. You see the
all
hole.
Right. In-house, show of hands, who would look through the hole and watch others have sex? All right. Johnny says yes.
Oh, Johnny, please.
Sammy says yes, she would. Patrick says yes, he would. I would. Eric would. Rob would. Lisa.
Like the first time, yes, and then I would patch it up.
Yep.
Partly because, I'll tell you, it's not like porn. Watching regular people having sex is really not that interesting.
Actually, that's the most popular porn is amateur porn right
now. It is?
I can't imagine just sitting there watching regular people having sex.
Bad lighting, ass zits. I mean, who's looking for that?
But instead of the lighting and the plot,
you know,
let's not go with the actual, let's get through the dialogue and just go right to the amateur porn. That's what I think it is. It's like instant gratification.
Amateur porn.
Maybe. I think Lisa'd be the one to drill a hole in the wall so people could watch her.
Well, that's a completely different scenario.
That's a different scenario. It is. So what's going on in traffic, Lisa?
Well, it's actually pretty quiet on the freeways, but... My nemesis!
Howdy, Frank Show on Friday, April 15th. Lisa May's been working on the news all morning long. So what's going on, Lisa?
LA Rams did a really classy thing. They waited a day to announce their trade with the Tennessee Titans so they wouldn't steal any of the spotlight from Kobe Bryant's final game, which is pretty cool.
Oh.
The Rams, as you mentioned this yesterday, Frank, got the number one draft pick from the Titans, giving up six draft picks over the next two seasons in exchange for three choices. So they made that deal on Wednesday, and they knew it would be huge news. So they decided not to say anything until yesterday.
Classy.
Very classy. New music from Radiohead in June. According to their manager, he says there's nothing out there right now that sounds anything like this. And he says for some people, that will be a good thing. And for others, that probably won't. Radiohead already announced a world tour. Those shows sold out. The thing that's up in the air now is, will the band make the album available for streaming? The manager says he is praying every night that they do. It's very rare that you don't, but Adele got away with it.
And didn't Taylor Swift or somebody also not?
Did Taylor do it as well? Yeah. You have to be pretty big. Disney broke ground yesterday on the new Star Wars land, and to celebrate it, they released a 360-degree image of the construction site and then photoshopped in a bunch of stuff from Star Wars, like Stormtroopers and R2-D2, BB-8, the Millennium Falcon. If you look really closely, you can see that. So 10 attractions right now are closed at Disneyland to make room, some of them permanently. It's being built behind Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and two of the signature attractions will give visitors a thrilling battle experience, and the other will put you behind the controls of the Millennium Falcon. They're doing the same thing at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida. Yesterday, we told you how Ted Cruz tried to make sex toys illegal in Texas when he was the Texas Solicitor General in 2007, and then how a college roommate tweeted, well, that's interesting because based on what he was doing in college, this is a whole new idea for him.
Changed.
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon had some fun with it last night when Cruz was on The Tonight Show.
One of your skills, I would say, is that you're fantastic at debates. You would say that you're good at that. Now, and which is all great, but my question for you...
And I'll tell you, in college, that really attracted the women.
It really did, yeah.
I know, it was...
You know,
if you want to argue about NATO policy in a bar, I mean, it's just a great, great pickup line.
The debating club, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when did you... Because this is a question. When did you think you became a master debater? Was it high school? Was it high school?
You know, Jimmy.
A lot in college?
I'm not going to touch that.
Not now, I guess. Oh, my God.
And celebrity babies. Kelly Clarkson had a little boy on Tuesday. His name is Remington Alexander Blackstock. This is her and her husband.
I know, seriously.
You need a trumpet when you say his name.
Sir Remington Alexander Blackstock.
Pretty awesome name. Her daughter Rose will be two in June, so that's their second. Blake Lively is pregnant again. She and Ryan Reynolds both come from big
families.
Let's
just all think about how that happened for a second.
Okay.
Blake Lively's pregnant again.
See, I would watch that.
Oh, yeah. I'd peephole that all day.
I may look through the wall on that one as well. Damn it. Yeah, you got me.
She says they'd like to have two or three. And Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling are pregnant again. This is according to E! News, which says she's in her second trimester, but no comment from the couple.
Would you peephole that?
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling and
I love
Eva Mendes.
Him. I love her so much.
And we've never seen either one of those babies, by the way.
No, they're super private about that. Yeah. Their first child, no pictures.
No picture. You can't.
It never leaves the house?
I don't know. You don't really see them out and about either.
It lives in the tower. Maybe. So, does a bell ring from the house every...
Not an ugly child. I'm telling you right now.
It cannot be.
Nope.
No. Although you never know.
Speaking of birthdays, if you celebrate your birthday today, April 15th, who do you celebrate with? Who's famous? You celebrate with Emma Watson. She's 26. Old Hermione Granger.
Oh, yeah.
From Harry Potter, if you haven't been out to Universal Studios yet to go to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. You got to go.
And
it's
Eric,
a lot of fun.
You missed this because Frank and I were there, and the entire time we're at the wizarding world of Harry Potter, Frank called me Ha-Heidi. Ha-Heidi.
Hermione?
Is she rubbing off on you?
Maybe a little bit. It was fun, and it was delightful.
Disappointed.
Well, I was a wizard nerd. I was in character.
Yeah, he was in character.
So sad I missed that.
This is still way cooler than the Weasley boys. Okay, anyway. Seth Rogen is 34 years old today. Chris Stapleton is 38, country singer.
Yeah.
I can't drink you. I can't drink you.
And I'll be seeing Chris Stapleton live at Coachella.
Oh, he's at Coachella?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was looking at the lineup last night.
Should he be a stagecoach? What's he doing?
No, I think when Justin Timberlake and they sang together, he made that crossover, so it's like as far as popularity goes.
Cool.
So yeah, Chris Stapleton's going to be out there
at
Coachella. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead is 48 years old.
But I'm a creep. I'm a winner.
What are you shaking your head for? This is your theme song.
I can't stand
it. It's the song playing when you're looking at the people at your hotel.
Samantha Fox is 50 years old. I remember the song.
Two keyboard player.
I know. I was like, well, on top of that. Samantha Fox, well, she was a British Page Three girl.
Oh, is that right?
And that's where the topless girls in the newspaper.
It's so weird.
I know.
And it's so not a big deal over there. They're just like,
I don't know if they still have them, but she started out as a Page Three girl. And then, was your name Samantha Fox when you first started doing traffic on an urban station?
Yeah. I was Samantha Fox in Cincinnati, Ohio on one of the urban stations.
Give us a little bit of Samantha Fox traffic.
Oh, well, I could do it L.A. style. I'd be like, all right, southbound 405, going to be a little bit slow as you make your way through the Sepulveda Pass this morning. And, of course, 10 West as you're heading towards La Cienega, that's a little slow as well. I'm Samantha Fox. Now, they meet me for the first time, and I'm walking because they're having this big event. And I walk in, and I'm walking up to this table where the radio station's set up. And I'm like, what's up? And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Samantha Fox. And they were like, no!
And they ran around for 30 minutes around the table.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Sika is 62. Legendary pornographic actress. Her 274 fine films have included more than 20 Swedish erotica and classics like Ready, Willing, and Anal.
Oh.
Lois Childs is 69. She played Dr. Holly Goodhead in the James Bond film Moonraker.
She sounds like a mattress actress. Holly Goodhead.
That's the name of her character. Her name's Lois.
So sexy. That's my grandma's name.
It was my first maid's name.
Lois.
But I don't want to talk about you people.
Appreciate it. Man of the people.
Salt
of the earth.
My first maid's name was Lois. Brings back memories. We used to blame everything on Lois.
Everybody blames everything on the maid. They're like, oh, I don't know what happened to it.
And Roy Clark is 83.
Oh,
Hee-haw,
yes.
Superstar.
When I was young, so many happy songs were waiting
oh, yeah.
to be sung.
Roy Clark.
I saw him in Branson.
You did?
Oh.
Did you,
buy tickets or was it a surprise?
We bought tickets.
You bought tickets to see Roy Clark.
Yeah, I mean,
well, crank it up for Lisa.
Back.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
A free for all Friday.
He can play the guitar, I'll tell you that.
I never stopped to think what love was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all.
During this musical interlude, I'm going to tell you about Top Rocker Harley. Keep it there, keep it there. Join Danny Mathers, Playmate of the Year, this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Top Rocker Harley Grand Opening Party. Top Rocker Harley is located on Sherman Way in Canoga Park. One block, is it west?
It is west.
I said east all day yesterday. It's west of Topanga Canyon Boulevard. They have a this weekend grand opening. Barbecue, yeah. Marriages starting 11 a.m. They want to sell 75 Harleys in the month of April.
We can do this.
They are motivated. And if you have a motorcycle that you want to trade in, take it down there. It doesn't even have to be a Harley. They'll trade in any motorcycle you have.
Really?
Yeah, they want to work with you. Top rocker Harley. Head out there on Saturday to see Danny Mathers. And get yourself a Harley, Top Rocker Harley, on Sherman Way in Canoga Park, one block west of Topanga Canyon Boulevard. Now crank it up.
There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show next on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. It's a free-for-all Friday. Anything you want to hear musically, we will try to get it on for you. You can request that song. Just text us. Just text HF and then your request to 68683. I did say it was going to be a prize bonanza today. Do we have a lot of tickets to give away, especially a lot of tickets. I got like 9 pairs of tickets to the Los Angeles Rams final cheerleading auditions at the Forum this Sunday, featuring the 66 finalists competing to be a part of the Rams' historic return to L.A. as a member of the 2016-17 Rams cheerleaders. And, I narrowed it down for you. I was there at the initial auditions when 400 girls showed up, so they narrowed it down to 66. And some beauties, very talented girls, so go out there and support them. I know I'm going to give them away, these tickets. Let's get the fake out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
Yes, I have several headlines. All are true, except for one. All you have to do is get the fake out, and you're going to win. All right, here we go. Government concerned by how many people are trying anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Students at Indiana University confused a priest for a KKK member. Samsung patents smart contact lenses with a built-in camera. Humans become aroused when touching robot butts. Man freaks out and kills woman on a date because she wouldn't stop kissing with her eyes open. And finally, a school decided to do Sweeney Todd as their musical this year, and two 16-year-old boys ended up getting their throats slashed. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. It's get the fake out. All these headlines are true, but one. Which one is it? All right, Heidi, if you can play and we're eligible, which one do you think is the fake?
Well, I always find it funny when people are like, oh my God, he's so bad at kissing. He kissed me the entire time with his eyes open. I think your eyes were open too then, weren't they?
Well, you don't hold them open. Maybe you'll take a little peek.
And then what, they're just like...
You're like, oh my God, what are you...
And you're like... Okay, I'll close my eyes.
That's
again.
How you kiss?
No, not even.
Yes, it is.
Not even close.
Oh, not if you could watch this, if you become a VIP member, and you can actually watch Heidi fake kiss people in the air.
Yeah,
it's gross.
I'm a real good kisser. Everybody says so. Boy, I don't think humans get turned on touching a robot butt.
Okay.
I don't see anything sexy about that.
It's Heidi's choice for the fake. Yeah. Lisa May, do you have a choice for the fake?
Frank, can you tell me the first one again?
The first one was government concerned by how many people are trying anal.
That one.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Eric, if you could play.
I don't want it to be true. The Sweeney Todd story. The two high schoolers got their throats slashed in the play.
Okay.
It's method.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. All right, let's go to Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, man. Get the fake out.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the one Eric's going with.
A school decided to do Sweeney Todd as their musical this year, and two 16-year-old boys ended up getting their throat slashed. That is true.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm sorry, Josh. You didn't win. But, yeah, school in New Zealand. But the prop razor, if you're not familiar with Sweeney Todd, is a barber that, Mm-hmm. The slashing people's throats.
Right.
But the prop razor they used was too sharp. And so the two 16-year-old boys who were also... Now, luckily, they both survived. They didn't die. But, yeah.
How about a rubber razor? How about that for the old high school play? We don't need to be make it look that real.
Let's go to Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
Get the fake out, man.
Gonna go with the robot. The robot.
That's...
Going with Heidi. Humans become aroused when touching robot butts. That is true.
Sorry, how Steven. How in the hell? What is this?
They say the rise of artificial intelligence is seen by some, you know, as a threat to the human race, but less research is focused on the intimacy between robots and humans. And participants in a study were asked by the robot described as a combination of C-3PO and WALL-E to point to or touch 13 different parts of its body. You touch my hand, you know, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes it says, I'll ask you to touch my body, and sometimes I'll ask you to point to my body. That's what the thing does. Mm-hmm. And so when asked, will you touch my butt? They had them all hooked on sensors, and they had the same, you know, the same feeling of that's wrong on a robot as it would be on a human being. So if we're associating that weird way, it's like, you know, this is still a robot's naughty parts.
Right.
And we can't touch that.
Because it's so ingrained in our brains.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. The things I've done to store mannequins, though.
The things I've done to toasters.
Was one of them thick slots for bagels. You know those toasters.
So that is true. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Okay, let me give you the four headlines again real quick. British government concerned by how many people are trying anal. Students at Indiana University confused a priest for a KKK member. Samsung patents smart contact lenses with a built-in camera. And man freaks out and kills woman on a date because she wouldn't stop kissing with her eyes open. Those are the four headlines that remain. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Call in for it and get the fake out. But we got to take a look at traffic right now. What's going on, Lisa?
On the Ventura Freeway.
You're locked on the Heidi and Frank Show. Now with Lisa May.
On the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. We've got a lot of stuff to give away today. And I have some tickets to the Los Angeles Rams final cheerleading auditions at the Forum this Sunday. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. It's been furnished by Trailer Park Entertainment Agency, so thanks to them. But yeah, the final 66 girls trying to narrow it down to 35 on Sunday. So go out and support the cheerleaders in this historic return to, you know, Los Angeles, our first year of cheerleaders. So go out and do that on Sunday. Speaking of the Rams, Dani Clubinger is going to be calling the show at 8. She is the Rams team reporter. You're going to see her down the sidelines. You will get to know her because she's everything Rams. On the Rams site, I mean, everything behind the scenes she's reporting on. And so she's going to call the show at 8 o'clock today. I want to introduce you to her, and we're going to ask her about how things are going. How's the team and this whole number one draft pick? Has she heard anything?
Mm-hmm.
She might not give us any information because maybe she had, but
she might.
But she might. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. She might slip up. All right. Right now, we are in the middle of Get the Fake Out.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
All right. There's four headlines that remain. And they are. Government concerned by how many people are trying anal. Students at Indiana University confused a priest for a KKK member. Samsung patents smart contact lenses with a built-in camera.
I hope that's true. That's kick-ass.
And man freaks out and kills woman on a date because she wouldn't stop kissing with her eyes open. All right, let's talk to Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good.
Weather fine?
Windy.
Windy, yes, it was very windy at where I live, too. Mm-hmm. How are the dogs?
Hmm?
I don't know, I feel like I'm talking to my mother.
Right, yeah.
The old, the niceties. Mm-hmm. Ethan, we're playing Get the Fake Out. I'm assuming that's why you called.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so which one do you think is fake?
The contact lens one.
Oh, the Samsung patent smart contact lenses with built-in cameras? That is true.
That is awesome.
Yeah, contacts, the lenses will, with a display. Here's how it's going to work. A display that projects images directly into wearer's eye.
Okay.
So, okay, the projection screen.
Right.
So it'll the camera will project stuff back into your eyeball. Remember the Google Glass and you look like an idiot?
Yeah.
So based off Google Glass, to not be so stupid looking, it'll be a contact lens. And so it'll be more like Terminator, to where if you want to like look up and blink, like you can blink and take a picture, or you can, I guess, talk to your contact lenses and say, you know, like just like Siri.
Yeah, and then the information comes up onto your eyeball.
It kicks back projection in the back of your eye, and you can just read it. So it's a
we're turning into robots. Incredible.
Yep, that is true. A built-in camera and sensors are controlled by blinking.
I'm not winking at you. I'm just taking pictures.
You flirt with me?
I'm just taking a picture.
No, I'm just going through my emails. Embedded antennas then beam content to an external smartphone-like device for processing.
So there's antennas in there, too.
Well, so it's like, you know, your Bluetooth contacts to your phone, so it's...
Your blue eye.
Better not pink eye. How'd you get blue eye?
I don't think
you read Blue Eye?
I don't.
Burns like hell, doesn't it? That's true.
That's cool.
Three headlines remain. Let's talk to Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Good morning.
Get the fake out.
All right. I really hope this isn't true, but the man who killed the woman on the date for kissing with her eyes open.
Man freaks out and kills woman on date because she wouldn't stop kissing with her eyes open. That is fake.
What?
Yes, I didn't realize that didn't happen.
Oh.
Made that up, Brandon, so you won.
All right.
I'm going to send you out to the Forum this Sunday to watch the LA Rams final cheerleading auditions.
All right, thank you.
Sounds like you're into it, so stay on hold. Yeah, he wasn't into that.
Yeah. He's like, great.
Nah.
Woo-hoo.
Are you gay?
Yeah, that thought too. But I think even gay guys would enjoy going to watch girls dance.
Yeah, the choreography alone.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah, you never know.
The other two are true. The government concerned about how many people are trying anal. This British government saying officials of the Department of Culture, Media, and Sport are baffled at the increasing popularity of the act, despite apparent research suggesting it's not that pleasurable for women.
How do they know what that's happening?
Surveys. Oh. I think people are just more willing to say they do it now, as opposed to back in the day. Or
I can't imagine walking down the mall with somebody with a clipboard and going, "Hi, real quick, can I just have a few minutes of your time? Hi, thanks. Yeah, do you do anal sex?" And I'm outside.
I just had a wonderful idea. Totally inappropriate survey, and we stand out in front of Target with clipboards, and somebody who loses on the show has to go out there and be like, "Oh yes, pardon me. We're doing a little survey here. Anal." And then it's a whole, like 10 things, totally inappropriate survey. We're doing it, okay, Eric?
You're going to get so many people going, no thanks, I'm not going to talk
to you. I am
in.
And then we're going to have, like, you know, from a distance be videotaped, and we'll mic them up and see how many people actually respond. And you said, yeah, you'd be surprised. Well, we're going to find those people. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I like when that happens. Oh, yeah. The other day, came up with Roommate Roulette, which we are going to draw out of a hat today. Roommate Roulette is where we put all of our names into a hat. And I draw one name out, and that's the name of the host house. And then I draw the next name, and that's the name of the person who gets to spend the night with that person. So tonight we're going to do that.
Okay.
So somebody's going to be the host house, and somebody's going to be the guest. You got to spend the night with that person tonight from the show. And then when we come back on the show Tuesday, because I'm taking Monday off because I'm going to Coachella, we'll report back about what happened on Facebook. You know, you can Facebook Live from the person's house and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's Roommate Roulette. Be sure and follow us on Facebook or like us on Facebook, Heidi and Frank Show, and also on Twitter and Instagram, at Heidi and Frank, to be able to follow Roommate Roulette all weekend long. When are we going to draw for that? Do you want me to draw for that next? Roommate Roulette?
We can do whatever you want, man. It's a Friday.
Friday. You're going to Coachella.
It is a free-for-all Friday. All right. We'll draw Roommate Roulette next, all right? We are Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show next on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Back now to the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now with Lisa May
on the Rock of Southern California,
95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Before we do the drawing for Roommate Roulette. One of the Get the Fake Out headlines that was true was students at Indiana University confused a priest for a KKK member. That actually was true. The students had a scare when people started posting on social media about a KKK member on campus with a whip. Eventually, they figured out it was actually a priest wearing a white robe, and the whip was a rope tied around his waist with a rosary attached.
Yeah, I mean,
people are so distant from...
Get to church once in a while.
Church? I mean, like, you thought that was a Klan member?
Just walking campus proudly. Come on.
Yeah, don't get it. Mm. All right. It's time for Roommate Roulette. Come on, Don. Do you want to play? Does Don want to play? Do you want to play Roommate Roulette? We can put your name in the hat. We could be staying at Don's house. Don's like the big boss around here, the GM. Come on in here, Don. Get in here. I'll let... She's like, no. Yeah, let's just throw Don's name in there just for fun of it, okay? Let's throw Don's name in here. So what this is that the first name I pull out of this hat is going to be the name of the host house.
Okay.
Okay? And then the second name is going to be the name of the guest. And that person has to go and be pretty much the roommate for 24 hours. All right? So whatever that person does when they go home, you have to do with that person. So... You know, Heidi, if she's going to go home and crack a bottle of wine, we're cracking wine.
Yeah, or I'm going on a hike, and Eric's staying with me. Well, we're going hiking today.
You got to do whatever Heidi's going to do. If you go home with Eric and you're going to go home and sob into your pillow, well, then we both cry into pillows.
Right, yeah. When yeah.
You've obviously lived with me before.
I have. You lived with me. I heard you crying.
Oh.
All right, so here we go. This is the host house. Remember, it's Roommate Roulette on the Heidi and Frank Show. The host house is... Lisa May!
Lisa May!
Hooray!
You have to go grocery shopping. What you got to get the house ready.
I didn't clean. I'm not...
Perfect. Perfect. Because I want it to be, you know, like, they're your roommate. That's how you would live normally. I don't want you to change anything. So,
do I have to feed this person?
Well, if you feed yourself, like, I don't know if you have a tradition on Fridays of going to Chili's. I'm sure you do. Then, you know, you can take whoever.
Okay.
We're going to Chili's
order
together.
Pizza, whatever.
Okay.
It's live with Lisa, live with Lisa. No. All right, here we go.
I got to call my boyfriend. Hey, honey.
We have company coming.
Yeah. Someone's moving in for 24
boy.
Hours. Who is that person going to be? Johnny Icebox.
Hey.
All right, Johnny. He runs our web department.
Johnny.
Now, wait, he's got the wife and the baby. Is this just a Johnny thing?
How are you going to do this, Johnny?
Do you bring the kid?
No.
It's just Johnny. You don't bring your whole
family. I don't
know.
Okay, I didn't.
I mean, yeah, it's just the person that goes and spends the night with Lisa. That's what you got to do tonight, okay?
I'll talk to my wife. But
no.
Oh, no.
I mean, you kind of got to tell her you're leaving, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, gut feeling here is that Johnny and I would not make good roommates in general. I like Johnny, but Johnny is, he doesn't like piles or disorder. Or I heard him in the kitchen last week talking about how he doesn't like things on the cabinets, mm-hmm. like on the counters. And my house is going to make him insane.
All right.
Really?
God.
on Tuesday of next week, that's when we come back live, going to Coachella this weekend. So I'm not going to have the show Monday. On Monday, you will get a marathon of Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is with that Danny Mathers feature that we do sometimes. So if you are not familiar with that, be sure and listen on Monday.
Now's
and
your
if
chance.
You have some friends who haven't heard it, tell them to listen on Monday because it's a Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is marathon. And then on Tuesday, Johnny will report and we'll get him separated, okay? We'll do like that reality show confessional thing. So we'll find out what Johnny really thought of Lisa May living with her for 24 hours. And we'll find out what Lisa May really thought of Johnny. And then we'll do it next week too. And all the names go back in the hat.
Okay.
It could be Eric staying all night at Heidi's house. I'm staying all night at Sammy's house. She's shaking her head. All right, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Still have a ton of prizes to give away. Still have like 8 pairs of tickets to the Los Angeles Rams final cheerleading audition at the Forum this Sunday. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, like $10, general admission. Go out there and support the ladies, our cheerleaders, our first season back here in Los Angeles. And also have 7 pairs of tickets to movie night at the Wiltern featuring Dazed and Confused on April 20th. 4:20, you can go to Wiltern and watch Dazed and Confused. And thank you to Live Nation for those tickets as well. It says, come dressed up in character.
Was that a Matthew McConaughey thing? Was he in that one?
I like high school girls. No, wait, is that the line?
What's he say?
Because they always stay the same age. I think it is the line.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
One line I remember.
It's like way creepier when you say it, though.
Yes.
You know, I like high school girls. They always stay the same
age. Yeah, but back then, wasn't he like in high school? He was young.
No. He was like the older guy. I don't know if he was still in high school, but he was like the guy who never, like
he was still hanging around.
You know, I think I could still go back to a bar in my hometown in Terre Haute, Indiana, and there'd be that guy who was still in college, who was like he was the senior when I was there as a freshman, and he was probably still sitting at the end of the bar and just being that college. Everyone has that guy, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Chaz.
His name is Chaz. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. You and I both share a friend who always seemed to befriend younger gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Frosty.
They never got any older, did they?
No. And he would bail on a friend and then make a new one that was around the age of the first one. And
the only reason I didn't outgrow Frosty is because we worked together for so long. But, he picked up Eric, gave him a $100 tip on Third Street
and
Promenade.
And then the second that Eric was starting to, could actually grow some facial hair, it was like, he just stopped texting and calling.
And then Wade.
Yeah.
No, everybody, it's like, he has, I like those young guys. They always say the same age. All right, here we go. How am I going to give away all these prizes? It's a prize bonanza on the Heidi and Frank Show. Let's play Florida or anywhere else.
Florida or anywhere else.
Before we go to Florida or anywhere else, we have a woman calling in. Her name's Ava, and she has a 6-year-old listening to the show right now. All right, let's talk to her. Hello, Ava.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ava.
Hi.
You're 6 years old?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite radio station? You better not say Kiss.
Heidi and Frank. That's the radio station, Heidi and Frank radio station.
I don't want a secret.
Click.
Well, thank you, Ava Rose.
Are you off to first grade?
What?
Are you going to first grade right now?
No, I'm going to sixth. And they said...
Yeah.
What?
She's sick.
Oh, you're sick. I thought she said she's 6.
That's louder.
Oh. How old are you?
5.
You're 5. Do you want to request a song of any kind? Because it is a free-for-all Friday on the Heidi and Frank Show. What song do you want to hear?
I don't know.
Let It Go from Frozen? Is that what she said?
Yeah. No. Don't suggest stuff.
I thought I heard something. I don't know.
Do you want to hear anything by Slipknot? You want to hear some Slipknot, honey?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, Rob. Little girl wants to hear some Slipknot.
For Ava Rose.
You cue that up. You're going to hear that next, baby doll. I'm going to give you a prize, too. Let's see. What do I got for you? I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Kobe Steakhouse and Lounge in Seal Beach so you can take your mom and dad out for a nice dinner, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Ava Rose.
Thank you, sweetheart. Tell all the first graders start listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Stay on hold.
Wow.
Slipknot. Crazy, huh?
Isn't that nuts?
All right, we're going to play Florida or anywhere else right now. So we got Dawn on the phone. Hello, Dawn.
Hey.
I'm going to give you the headline of the story, and then you just tell me if you think it happened in Florida or anywhere else. Here it is.
Okay.
A guy tries unsuccessfully to get away from the cops on his hoverboard.
I am going to say anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida. I am sorry, Don. Sorry. Seemed like an easy one. All right, David.
David,
Florida or anywhere else? A guy called 911 because his mom yelled at him for smoking all the meth.
Florida.
That was South Carolina. 0 for 2 today. I thought the audience was catching on to this
just
game.
You never know.
Let's talk to John. Hey, John.
Hi.
Florida or anywhere else, a man asked a cop to jumpstart his stolen truck.
That's got to be Florida.
Yes, it is. All right, do you want to go to movie night or do you want to go watch the cheerleaders?
How about movie night?
Movie night it is for you. Stay on hold. Dazed and confused at the Wiltern on 420.
All right.
All right, thank you, John. Stay on hold. Let's go to Peter. Hello, Peter.
Yep.
Florida or anywhere else, here's the headline. Man caught posing as cop to get free sex from prostitutes.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. That's Florida.
Yes, it is. Do you want cheerleaders or movie night?
Movie night.
All right. Movie night for you. It is. What a choice here. Cheerleaders or movie night? What station does this? It's rock and roll. All right. Stay on hold, man. Let's go to Carlos. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Frank.
Florida or anywhere else? Man says too much music and self-pleasuring made him feel like destroying stuff.
Anywhere else.
Nope, that was Florida. Okay, let's talk to Ed. Hey, Ed. Eddie.
Hello. Eddie,
there
what's
you go.
Up?
Florida or anywhere else? A guy put a seatbelt on his beer, but not his kids.
That has to be Florida.
Nope, that was Australia. Oh. Yeah, it could be anywhere else. Okay, let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Howdy.
You won. I'm all out of headlines.
All right.
Got ahead of myself there, so you automatically won.
Awesome.
You want cheerleaders or do you want movies?
Movies.
Movies for you it is. All right. Stay on hold. Lisa May?
What?
How's the traffic? I know people are going to Coachella.
Yeah, people are going to Coachella.
It's windy.
Are the roads packed? I'll be
windy.
Going later. Yeah, windy and people going to Coachella.
Yeah,
so how's the traffic?
Tough drive if you're headed out east on the 10.
That was for the Lava Rose on her way to first grade.
Six years old.
Yeah, 5 years old. Mm-hmm. That's her request. And on Free for All Friday, wanted to hear some Slipknot. Speaking of heading to work and stuff, Dawn, our general manager here at the station, I saw her through the window talking to everybody. She said that a lot of the streetlights are out.
Traffic signals.
Because of the, not the streetlights. The traffic signals are out because
of
the
nightmare.
Wind. So, you're probably going to be late to work today. So you might want to, if you're an employer, give everybody a break today.
Yes.
Because traffic the way it is and the wind and the lights being out. So everyone's having a problem getting around today in Los Angeles. So thank you, Dawn, for that report.
Mm-hmm.
We should have Dawn do reports like once a week.
Yeah, why not?
I like it.
Have a segment.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants
to. Up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. Crack of dawn.
Because it's morning. You know what I mean?
And then she comes in and tells us whatever we need to know that particular day.
What's up at the crack of dawn?
Right. There we go.
Do you think she'll like
a segment is born?
Well, maybe.
Crack part.
Well, we'll think about it.
We'll say it's like dawn is cracking the mic. You know, like that's a term for turning it on.
Right. Cracking the mic.
Yeah, not the other. Whatever you're thinking.
We got to think dirty some more.
Lisa's got such a dirty mind. All right, Lisa, you've been working on the news all morning long, so what's going on?
Well, maybe you want to get out of the wind and go to the movies, and Jungle Book opens up today, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. The schmoes loved it.
I want to see it.
I do, too. Bill Murray plays Baloo the bear. Ben Kingsley is Bagheera the panther. A lot of other voices, too. Idris Elba, Lupita Nyong'o, Scarlett Johansson, Christopher Walken, and sadly, Gary Shandling, who just passed away recently. Barbershop, The Next Cut, stars Ice Cube, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nicki Minaj is in this as well as Common and Regina King. Criminal, Kevin Costner. Listen to the cast. Kevin Costner, Tommy Lee Jones, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, Gary Oldman. Amazing cast. They didn't like it at all, right? The schmoes
bad.
Were like, this is not good. It was probably put on a shelf and then pulled out a couple of years later. 24% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is good for what they were saying. And Anton Yelchin stars in Green Room, which got 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. He's a member of a punk rock band. They see a murder and lock themselves in a room backstage, and they're trapped there by a group of white supremacists led by Patrick Stewart, who is supposed to be terrifying in this movie. Sounds interesting. No surprise here. Deadpool is now the highest grossing R-rated movie ever. So Fox is doing a Deadpool 2. Of course they are. They announced it at CinemaCon yesterday in Las Vegas. The same guys that wrote the original will be back to write the second. Ryan Reynolds, of course, returning along with the same director, Tim Miller.
Now, is there a chance? I haven't seen Deadpool. I will eventually, I guess. Somebody else could play the character besides Ryan Reynolds if he was like, I don't want to do it anymore. Or is it? Is he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean,
it has to be Ryan.
Okay,
Reynolds.
They did recast. What are some of the superhero movies
Batman.
They recast?
Yeah, I mean, how many Batmans have there been?
And yeah, a bunch of times. But his sense of humor and his timing and stuff really makes that.
You need Ryan Reynolds
well,
for that.
He was the champion of this movie because he played Deadpool in an early X-Men movie, and he hated the Deadpool they made him play. So for years, he tried to get this Deadpool made. Ryan
so
Reynolds.
So this is his baby.
This is his baby.
Got it.
Yeah.
So no one will go see it if it's not Ryan Reynolds.
No screeners for the new season of Game of Thrones. Not for critics, not for the press. I don't care if you know someone, you're not getting it, except if you're the president. President Obama asked for advanced screeners, according to one of the producers, Dan Weiss. Did he hand them over? He says, yes.
Don't you have
the
to?
The leader of the free world.
I mean, you can't go, nah.
Nah, sorry, Dean, can't do it. But if there are any leaks, we know where they came
yeah,
from.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, he can do that now that he's on, like, I mean, the serious, you know, downhill of this getting out of,
right.
out of the White House. So he can just binge watch whatever the hell he wants.
Right.
It's like no one minds that he's
so
binge watching Game of Thrones seasons.
Everyone is being very cordial in the divorce of Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale. They did not have a prenup. She makes a ton more money than he does, but he is not asking for support, which is admirable.
Stupid.
I mean, he has money, just not Gwen
He's got
money.
That Bush money.
He's got Bush
I've never
money.
Heard of a woman just saying, you know what, you keep yours. I have my own money.
It happens.
She always takes half. If there's not a prenup, I've never heard of that.
I will come up with, because there was some famous woman, a couple that split up and she didn't take any
just
money.
Went, let's just go our separate ways and
it happens.
Call it a day.
Yeah, and they were probably already equal.
So yeah, more like, or less. But like, I mean, they're not. I mean, she's got stupid money, right?
Yeah, she's got merchandising
good,
and like, right. she's got all the
But
product
he's got
lines.
Pretty good money, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's hurting. It'd be fine.
Exactly.
I think he must be hurting. He's like, keep your money. I just want out. I don't need your cash. You need to be writing me a check every month.
He's the one that was with the maid or whatever it was.
The nanny.
Oh, the one
nanny.
That the one that dressed.
That looked just like her.
Yes, dressed in Gwen
Stefani's
clothes.
He was confused.
Okay. And self-driving cars may not be for everybody. A guy took a 70-year-old mom out in a Tesla and then let her try out the autopilot feature. The video's online. Here's what it sounded like.
It's scary. Oh, this car is coming. Oh, there's cars! Bill, just put me back for me control it. Oh, dear Jesus. I could never. Oh, where's it going? Oh, my God. Oh, this is so scary. Oh, Jesus, this is my first day out, and I'm about to die.
That
sounds fake to me.
Really? You think?
No, I think.
Maybe I gotta
well,
see it.
Let's look at the video.
I gotta see it, but. I don't know. It's like
she's
my
70.
I know, but it's like my mom, me going,
yes,
mom.
Yes, it's like your mom.
Act really scared, but it's my mom trying to act like she's really scared. I don't know. I have to see the video.
Well, we'll
I
look
think
at the video.
The first time anybody goes on the autopilot who's in a Tesla.
It'd be a little alarming, right?
Freaks out. You can freak out if you're the passenger and the driver's like, watch this. I can hit this button here and you're sitting back and you're coming on an intersection. You're like, what are you? Everybody's, everybody turns into a 70-year-old woman. It's natural.
We have our SPCA LA pet of the day. This little boy I would love to bring home. His name is Apollo. He's 3 years old. He's a miniature pincher mix. He's just
He is so awesome
super
looking.
Cute.
I think Rudy
loves
needs
to
a
play.
Pal.
I know. Loves to go for walks. Can I? Is there a way for me to?
Yeah.
Can you do that, Heidi?
I'll put it up for the camera for people watching
yeah,
the Heidi
so
and Frank show on the app.
You can see this little guy. You can go to 955klos.com and take Apollo home. God, this would be the best weekend if Apollo came home with you.
It might be one of them shivering dogs, though.
No. He's got a little sweater on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I love it. And they just like to be held and snuggled.
They can take a video of him and send it to us.
Yes. Yes, please take a video of Apollo when you take
go
him
and
home.
Talk to Apollo. He's cool looking.
If you celebrate your birthday today, who do you celebrate with who's famous? You celebrate with Emma Watson. She's 26 years old. She was Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter movies. If you haven't been out to the Harry Potter Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Studios, you got to go out there. It's a lot of fun. Seth Rogen is 34. Chris Stapleton, who's going to be at Coachella, is 38 today. I can't drink you. I can't drink you. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead is 48. But I'm a creep. Samantha Fox is 50 years old today. Wow. Now I know it's true. Naughty girls need love. Two. Lois Childs is 69. She played Dr. Holly Goodhead in the James Bond film Moonraker. And Roy Clark from Hee Haw is 83 years old. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. Lisa mentioned the early release to President Obama of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Well, we'll all get to watch it in 9 days.
Nine days.
To single-digit days now for Game of Thrones.
I got to catch up then.
Week from Sunday, Heidi. You got a busy weekend
I'll
ahead of
you. I'll binge this weekend.
All right.
We also have something else we're going to do this weekend. It's Hidden Treasures. Remember we went out and went yard sailing and we brought our stuff in, so you got the best deal. This time I want everyone to go out, so it could be the estate sales, whatever it is. But I want you to look for art pieces, okay? If someone's selling a vase, something, whatever it is, something artsy.
Okay.
You won, I think, because you got a great deal on a Sawzall. So I think you won that last time, the yard sale hunt. And this time I want you to look for art. And we're going to try to buy art from yard sales. And we're going to have somebody come in next week who has a new show coming out.
Oh.
Like one of these things where it's like, bring in your stuff.
Oh, cool.
What's that? Road Show?
Antiques Road Show. Love.
Like that.
Okay,
we're
going
to have a host from a new show coming in next week. And he's going to look at our pieces and see who actually got a great deal. Because we don't know. They're art.
Okay, cool.
It could be something, could be nothing. Who knows?
Fun.
1-800-955-5567. Coming right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show. Next on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
In about 10 minutes, Dani Clevenger is going to be joining us. She is the Rams team reporter. I met her when we did the initial eliminations for the LA Rams cheerleading squad. She was out there reporting on that. She reports on everything Rams. And we're going to be talking to her about the big news with the Rams getting the trading for the number one draft pick and what's going on. I guess the Rams training camp starts on Monday. So she's with the guys, and when I was out there, when I met her, she said she really feels good for the players because she's like nothing against the St. Louis fans, but the love that the players are getting from Los Angeles, she's like they're just all wide eyed
because
we wanted it for so long. What is this? I mean, they're excited to be here because everyone's excited to have them here. So we'll be talking to Dani Clevenger in about 10 minutes, I want to introduce you to her because you're going to be seeing a lot of her on the sidelines and everywhere else when we're talking about the Rams. All right. Mentioned that next week we're going to have a guy on who's one of these art experts. There's a new show. I'm not sure what the name of the show is, but it's been pitched to us. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. But this weekend, the assignment is going to be to go out to an estate sale, a yard sale, whatever it is. And I don't want you to just go on Craigslist and like look at paintings and then order or get one. I want you to go out because people don't know what they have. And if they put it out there in the yard to sell it, it could be worth a fortune. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And that's what this guy's show is based on, hidden treasures type thing. And I want you to go out and get a piece of art, okay? Because everyone has that silly picture they're selling, or a vase, or a crystal, you know, goblet or something. It could be worth money. And I saw this story, and it happens. I mean, it seems like every year somebody finds something that is worth value that they had no idea that they had. And someone in France found a painting in their attic, and it turns out it's by a famous Italian artist, Caravaggio, and could be worth.
Could be worth.
$140 million. It was in the
140 million.
Yes. So,
had you said 140,000? That's impressive. 140 million.
$140 million, a painting that was in the attic. Now, of course, this is over, you know, in France. I'm sure, like, when they go through attics and basements over there, you might find treasures, you know, from the past. But
wow.
So they could be here. Who knows?
My favorite is one, because I used to love Antiques Roadshow, and it's always the greatest because people are standing in line and they're so hopeful. And this woman had like a little chest of drawers, like small enough that she could bring it on, like a nightstand almost. And she's like, well, you know, we found it in my grandma's thing. I feel like it might be worth something. And the guy's looking it over and he's like, it's a very exciting piece. You know, in good condition, which it is, it would be worth about $90,000. But it appears that you've cleaned it. Oh, yeah, I did clean it. I used a little pledge just because it was real dusty and everything. And he's like, you totally devalued it because she used pledge and like was cleaning the wood and it's totally screwed it up somehow. Like, I don't know how, but she was just like, oh. Yeah, had you just grabbed it?
So
left
it went from
it?
$90,000 to what? Because she put lemon pledge on it.
Like $1,000, you know. And you're just like, oh my God. And so when you see something like this painting.
So, okay, so if we go out, the instructions are from you watching these shows. Don't do anything to it.
Don't clean it. Don't rinse
don't
it.
Don't reframe it.
No.
What the frame might be worth $1 million and the painting sucks. I'm just saying, you never know
like
what you
Caravaggio.
Have.
Like Caravaggio. It's like, don't be like, oh yeah, well, I wanted to, the frame didn't work in my house, so I put it in a different frame. And they're like, oh my God.
So that's what we're going to do.
Don't mess with it.
Go out this weekend, get a piece of art. And then next week when this guy comes on, we'll present our stuff. And he'll say, you know, remember what you paid for it.
Right.
And then, you know, he'll say who basically scored the best on their art piece they picked up out of someone's yard.
Right. Don't clean it. Don't dust it. Nothing.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Out here, I mean, with saving money is tough because where we live. And they did put out, so if you ever, you know, get one of those storage units. Make sure you check on what everything is worth because we could use all the help we can get when it comes to every little dollar counts out here in California. Here's a perfect example. They did the best and worst cities to save money. Oh, here are the best cities to save money. Gilbert, Arizona, Plano, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Chandler, Arizona, Virginia Beach, Virginia, San Antonio, Texas, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Omaha, Nebraska, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, here are the worst cities to save money. San Francisco, Los Angeles, Oakland, Irvine, Anaheim, Santa Ana, Fresno, San Diego, Stockton, Long Beach, San Jose, Bakersfield, Sacramento.
Oh, my God.
What?
Every city.
Oh. What? But we know that.
But it's awesome
but
here.
We're Californians.
I mean, it's just awesome.
So, it is.
It's worth it.
Worth every penny we're not saving. Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now?
Well, we're still having those strong gusty winds.
The Heidi and Frank Show, now with Lisa May, rocks.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Did everybody watch the 3-hour special on the NFL channel last night when they came out with the scheduling?
Who you got? Who you got? First game.
First game?
Mm-hmm.
Carolina Panthers. Oh. Yes, it's a rematch of Super Bowl 50 my Denver Broncos. Yeah, it's going to be in Denver. Cam Newton against question mark.
Oh, that's right. Still no idea.
Well, I mean, we got Mark Sanchez, so we should be safe.
Oh.
No, it's going to be Cam Newton against the defense again. But, yeah, it's going to be a rematch, a Super Bowl 50 first game. Open up the NFL season. Denver versus the Panthers. And we have our own team now here in L.A.,
the
L.A. Rams. And so, I'm gonna, you know, I think that a lot, before we had a team, everybody brought their team to L.A., meaning I'm from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first city that I lived in radio that had a team, and we did very well. We won with John Elway back-to-back, and so I became a fan at that point when I was there, and now I still am. But now that we have the L.A. Rams, now I have to open my heart up a little bit.
Yes, you do.
I can have my main team, and then I have my side team.
It's so Rams is your
it's
side
so,
piece.
It's so L.A. to have a side team,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying you'd give it up, but a lot of L.A. Rams fans from the days of old who grew up watching the L.A. Rams are now very excited that they're back in town. And I was out at the cheerleader auditions, the initial, where they had like 400 girls show up and help narrow it down. And on Sunday, they're having the finals at the Forum. You can get tickets, Ticketmaster.com, $10. Yeah, go out there and support the girls. Just the 66 finalists, narrowing it down to 35. But when I was out there for the initial auditions, I ran into Danny Kleppinger, and she's on the phone with us. Hello, Danny.
Danny.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. I wanted to introduce you to our audience because Danny is the Rams team reporter. So explain what you do with the organization.
And I kind of do a little bit of everything, but I host their TV shows. You know, I have a radio show. Well, I did in St. Louis. We'll see what happens here in L.A. I do all the post-game interviews, you know, post-practice interviews, all the web content. You'll see me on there doing, you know, interviews, updates, any sort of reports, things like that. But then I also MC events and cover community service events. So I will host.
You're busy.
She's busy.
I will host the cheerleading finals actually at the LA Forum this weekend.
So. If I only knew somebody in radio that could help you out now that you're looking for a radio show.
Right? There you go.
I know. I can totally see that. Would you be willing? I might get you a job.
Absolutely.
Here. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Come on, Keith. Let's give her a job. We need another Danny on the station. It's the Danny's show. Danny and Danny Mathers do it together.
For sure.
This is big news yesterday when we got the news that the Tennessee Titans traded away their number one pick to us in a massive trade. Now, did you know about it? Were you part of the big secret because the Rams and the Titans agreed not to release it because of Kobe's big night? Did you know about it early?
You know, I had a feeling something was up because, you know, typically a bunch of us work out really early on Thursday mornings together, and that was canceled. And then I got a text from my boss, be at work, ready to go on camera at 5:30 in the morning. Don't ask questions.
Whoa.
Right now.
Yeah. Exciting.
So, you know, that's an early morning wake up to get all dressed up and all that stuff. But it was fun. You know, right when you walk in, everybody tells you what's going on. And they didn't, Tennessee was going to release it at 6 a.m. our time. So we had about a half hour just to kind of get together what we wanted to say, set up the cameras, that type of thing. And it was fun. It was an adrenaline rush all day long, to be honest.
Yeah, massive trade. We got Danny Kleppinger on the phone. She is the Rams team reporter. You're up in Oxnard right now, right?
Yes, I stay in the team hotel.
You stay in the team hotel. And then on Monday starts training camp.
Not training camp. It's kind of the off-season workout. So right now it's going to be, you know, lifting and conditioning a couple days a week. And they can meet for, I don't know the exact hours that they're allowed to be in the meeting room with coaches, but they're going to do a little bit of that. But training camp is not until August.
Oh, okay. So there's workouts.
Right.
Now,
right.
Danny, who are the Los Angeles Rams playing their first game back?
Their first game in home, at home?
Yeah.
The home opener is actually going to be against the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, boy.
On September 18th. Yes. Yeah,
no love lost there for the
Frank
Rams
hates
and the Seahawks. I hate the Seahawks, too. But, yeah, their opener is actually going to be at San Francisco.
Yes, our opener. We do open up with two conference games, so that's pretty big.
And we also have a game over in London, so you're probably going to be flying over to London, too, with the team.
Yeah, absolutely. That one's going to be fun. I'm excited for that. That's really going to be a cool experience.
So as far as this number one pick that we have now, and I think after we get the number one pick and then we don't get another pick until like the fourth round and the sixth round. I mean, we traded a lot to the Titans for this number one pick. So we really, I mean, I guess we have to have something in mind of what we want. And I think everybody's leaning towards, obviously, it's a quarterback. Do we want Carson Wentz of North Dakota State or Jared Goff from California? What are the players when you're in there working out in the morning? They have to be chatting about it. Any leanings one way or the other?
You know, I really don't know which way they're leaning, if I'm going to be completely honest. But I do know that they've said multiple times that they wouldn't have made this deal if they weren't sure about a guy. So, in my opinion, they already have their guy picked out. They said that they're definitely going to keep the suspense going up until April 28th, the day we figure it out. But
they did have private workouts with both guys, right?
They did, and they actually had them really early, and it's interesting because usually those types of private workouts get leaked. You know, someone knows about them, but they said that they were first in line right at the end of February, early March, and they were the Rams were the first ones in line to see those quarterbacks. So they've been working on this deal, this trade, since the combine, which is in February. So, you know, they obviously like what they see, whether they go with the quarterback or not, but I don't know.
That's got to be so tough to keep a secret.
Oh,
No, here's the thing, Danny. Say they're sitting in the war room and they're debating back and forth, and it's 50-50. I mean, they're going, okay, half of us want Carson, half of us want Jared. And they go, well, get Danny in here. She'll be the deciding vote. Yeah, Danny Cloppinger, get in here. You're going to decide the quarterback for the LA Rams. Who do you say right now? You.
Man, that's really tough. I think Jared Goff is obviously very, very talented, but I'll tell you why I would go with Carson Wentz, and this is just this has nothing to do with football. It just has to do with the fact that his athletic director at NDSU was my athletic director at Stony Brook. So I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, she... she
loyalty.
You probably didn't know this because you're just meeting her for the first time, but Danny was a collegiate basketball player 4 years at Stony Brook in New York. Very highly respected, and she is tall, Heidi.
Division one.
Yeah, we're gonna get her in here. I mean, she is a tall drink of water, as they say.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? A tall drink of water? I never figured that out. She's refreshing.
It's a lot of water. I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you 6 foot tall?
No. Okay. I'm about 5'9", but he saw me with some good old
stilettos.
Yeah.
I was probably getting up there towards 6 foot.
She's from Oregon, but she looks like a California girl. So, I mean, out here in Southern California, you're going to fit
right in.
Danny Clubinger on the phone with us. I think if I had to pick, if they said, all right, Danny, if you can't decide, let's call Frank Kramer. Let's let him decide who the quarterback's going to be.
You decide.
I think I would go with Jared Goff of California because Carson Wentz being from North Dakota State, not much going on in North Dakota. I've been there, and it kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. So I think the shell shock of moving to Southern California and
be distracted,
everything going on, it might be more distracting than a guy who went to Berkeley and in California, Jared Goff.
Party school.
You know, I love that both of our answers were based off of nothing that has to do with
and we'll keep doing that all season long, Danny. Thank you so much for calling the show. And, I want to promote again on Sunday is the cheerleader tryouts. I still have some tickets to give away. So how about right now? I do have, I think, 8 pairs left. So the next 8 calls that get through, 1-800-955-KLOS, will get the tickets to see the Los Angeles Rams' final cheerleading auditions at the Forum. And you say you're going to be out there. You're hosting it?
I'm hosting it. We're going to have a lot of fun. So make sure you guys come out.
Yeah, and she was with me when they did the first initial auditions, and the 66 girls. We got some fine girls out there, all of them great job, and so it'll be hard to narrow it down to 35. So go out there and support them, and go say hello to Danny at the Forum, and you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. For the next 8 people, 1-800-955-KLOS, are going to get those tickets. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. Talk soon. 1-800-955-5567. We are Heidi and Frank.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show. Now with Elise May.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Just got off the phone with Danny Clubinger. She is the Rams team reporter. It was awesome.
Cool chick.
Oh, yeah, she is. You're going to love her, Heidi. We'll get her in here. And, she does everything behind the scenes with the Rams in every possible aspect. She's going to be hosting the cheerleading auditions at the Forum on Sunday. So go out there and support the Rams and the cheerleaders and Danny. So go out there. And also our other Danny, Danny Mather, she's going to be out and about, too. Where's that piece of paper?
She's going to be out at Top Rocker, right?
On Saturday tomorrow. From 1 to 3 p.m. They got their grand opening, Top Rocker, off of Sherman Way in Canoga.
Mm-hmm. West of Topanga?
One block west of Topanga.
Yeah, go out there. She's going to be there from 1 to 3 p.m. Danny Mathers.
TNT cover band, a bikini bike rub, whatever that is. Does sound good, though.
Danny, the star of Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is here on the Heidi and Frank Show. Go out and say hello to her. She's also the Playmate of the Year. Not bad to look at. If you want to go meet her in person, say hi at Top Rocker Harley. Also, on Monday, I'm not going to be here because I'm going to Coachella right after the show. And so I'm not going to be here Monday. So on Monday, it's going to be a Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is marathon. So if you missed any of them, you'll be able to hear them on Monday. And if you know somebody that you'd like to hear, have hear those, be sure to make sure they listen on Monday. Talk about sports. And Staples Center set a worldwide arena record on Kobe's last night. The other night when he played his last game, scored 60 points. I mean, amazing performance. By selling $1.2 million in merchandise.
Whoa.
That night.
Oh, my goodness.
A whopping $2 million of memorabilia commemorating the Los Angeles Lakers icon's retirement were sold when online sales are included. So at Staples Center, that night, $1.2 million being passed through hands.
That's crazy. By the way, we never talked about it. Which number did he retire?
Well, they haven't retired any numbers yet.
Oh, I didn't know if they did.
Both numbers were on the floor.
Oh, got it.
But yeah, they haven't decided what number they're going to hang off the rafters and retire. But it set a single day record, eclipsing the $1 million in sales generated during a Led Zeppelin concert in London at the arena in 2007.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Impressive,
it was big.
Yeah.
There is something they had, the 24 collection, what it's called, a lavish set of memorabilia that featured a cap boasting a 3.5 ounce of 18 karat gold and retailed for $38,000. So that helped spur the, you know, the $2 million in memorabilia, but $38,000 hat.
You know how your dream is always to lead a heist? These locations would be the perfect location for a heist.
Oh.
There's so much cash changing hands in these venues that I'm surprised that this money hasn't gotten stolen by now, by one of these concerts or large sporting events. We should have a heist.
Like Ocean's 11 style, but at the Staples Center.
Yeah, I'll pretend to be a janitor.
You don't look like a janitor.
What do I look like?
Look at him again. He kind of looks like a dwarf Schneider from One Day at a Time.
Never mind. I'm angry I spoke.
Yeah, you do look like dwarf Schneider.
Roll up that sleeve like you got cigarettes in there.
Yeah.
And hang some keys from your belt. Oh, my God.
One day at a time. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Have a ball. I don't know the words exactly, but that's something
close
like
enough.
It.
People knew what you were doing. Oh my God, you're a little person, yeah, Schneider.
Could you get some, like a big, like ton of keys hanging off your belt and roll up some cigs in there?
Yeah, he wore a white t-shirt and a vest, just like you have the outfit on.
Yeah, you put on a tool belt and just say, where's the water leak? And you probably go in there and get it, steal
walk
all the money.
Walk in and go, hey, Ms. Romano.
Yeah, you see Ms. Romano around here?
Yeah.
She wants me to take the money.
Yeah.
Into Wells Fargo.
Yeah, looking for Ms. Romano.
Never mind. All right. I'm sorry.
You tried.
Yeah, you did. I want to remind everybody that we played Roommate Roulette earlier. It's a new thing we're going to be doing for the next couple of weeks until everyone gets to play, is where all of our names went into a hat, and I drew out the first name, which is the host house, and the next name is the guest. And you have to spend the night and spend 24 hours with that person behind the scenes, basically, see how that person lives. So whatever they do normally on a Friday night, you're going to be doing with them. And the first host house was Lisa May.
Lisa!
Yay! Woo!
And our web producer, Johnny Icebox, is going to be going to her house and spending the night. And so it's probably good that Johnny got the job, so because he runs the Facebook and Twitter and everything anyway. So be sure and like us on Facebook, Heidi and Frank Show, because I'm sure he'll be doing some live Facebook from Lisa's house. And also on Twitter and Instagram, at Heidi and Frank, when he posts pictures of what it's like, what they're doing at any given moment. What are you shaking your head for, Johnny?
Well, it's just that, you know, like Mondays, usually when we come in, I never hear a good story from Lisa, so I can't imagine we're probably going to have a great time.
You're going to have to make the story. You're going to have to do a little work tonight.
Come on.
You're like
it'll
living
be...
with my mom.
And then we're going to see my mom this afternoon, so that'll be good.
Oh, really?
Oh, totally.
Oh.
It's happy hour at the old folks' place every Friday.
That's going to be awesome.
That sounds like it would be
we're
fun.
We're going to a retirement home.
Yes, we are.
And drinking.
They have wine.
They have wine. You're drinking with a bunch
like
of old
Chablis
people.
Like Chablis and Rosé.
Chablis.
It's like church wine.
All right, Johnny, you have to report on this. People want to see behind the scenes. So it's Roommate Roulette. We're going to do this every week, and so we'll draw different names next time and see who spends the night with who. Also, this weekend, for everybody else who's not part of Roommate Roulette, we have to go to yard sales or estate sales and look for artwork. They found a piece of art in an attic in France by some Italian artist that could be worth $140 million. So based on this, we got a hold of a guy who's a host of a new show. I'm not sure what is it, Spike? Anyway, we'll get to all those details, but he's coming in, and we're going to bring in all the art pieces that we got over the weekend from yard sales, because you never know what you have. They didn't know they had this $140 million piece of art in the attic, so we're going to bring it in, and he's going to look at it. It's like an antique roadshow type show this is that he's doing, and he's going to say, okay, this vase, this crystal vase, it could be that, what's that, Waterford? Is that the good
Waterford
stuff?
Waterford crystal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's something we haven't even heard of that's even better than that. and we could buy that. So he's going to like look at our stuff and see who came out with the most value from what we paid to the artwork that we got. That's going to happen next week.
Okay.
Also, speaking of money, I didn't realize this. This is a little Frank fact for you. I learned this the other day. There was an official U.S. presidential yacht at one time.
That seems like a JFK thing where he's like...
Yeah, he had it.
He had it. That well, I mean, feels like it's like a thing he would
do. There was, it got to a certain president, and that president went like, we don't need a yacht. That wasn't a, that was a horrible impersonation of the president.
Any of them. Yeah.
Don't take what, yeah. We don't need a yacht.
No, that, Ted Koppel was president once. Who knew?
We don't need a yacht.
Or Ted Knight.
Ted Knight. Yeah. And I never slice. Yeah. What president got rid of the presidential yacht? I'll give you a prize if you know. Even you, Heidi. I'll make you eligible.
Kennedy had it.
Well, all of them. I mean, there's always been a presidential yacht. I guess there was. I don't know when they actually got the yacht, but there was an official U.S. presidential yacht, you know, boat one.
I think.
I don't know what they called it.
Boat. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Richard Nixon because of the whole Watergate. He was like, I don't want anything to do with water. This thing destroyed me. No, water. I'm not getting
it. It was not Nixon who got rid of the yacht. But I think that we should
I am
have
not a captain.
We should have a presidential yacht. I mean, why not?
Well, don't you want your president to get someplace quick? If he needs to be someplace, don't you want him to be someplace
quick? It's all about image.
No, but I think, too, a yacht is a vulnerable. I mean, an Air Force One's not really vulnerable. I mean,
what?
No, because you've got other fighter jets on the side. What are you going to have? Fighter boats on the side of the yacht? Fighter boats to protect him. And you need him to get away quickly. Like, you don't want him to be so on a boat, you are super vulnerable. There he is.
How about a presidential submarine?
That ain't bad. That's not bad.
An underwater White House.
White sub.
That would be kick ass.
Yeah. That's
and I think it's all about image. If we had an underwater White House, a secret underwater presidential lair.
Right.
Take that, Putin.
Take that, Putin. Although maybe Putin's got an underwater
palace. Yeah, he's got a
palace.
He's got an underwater Moscow palace underneath the North Pole.
Who knows?
That we don't even know about.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. You wouldn't even want to brag about that because you want people to know, but you don't want people to know because you don't want them to be able to find you.
All right. What president got rid of the presidential yacht?
Man.
Said, when we do an impersonation?
Well, I know it wasn't Clinton because Clinton with a yacht, come on. I mean, look at the action he got just, you know, in the White House where everybody is. Imagine he had a yacht. He was like, hey, go out for a little sail. Or whatever you say with a yacht. I know it's not sail.
Go out for a little sail.
I know it's not sail. I know it's not sail. I know it's not sail. I admitted it when I said it, but what do you say? You want to go out for a ride?
Let's go yachting.
You don't say yachting. Yeah, I'm going out yachting this weekend.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You want to go get S-faced on my yacht? That's what you say. And then if you tell women you have a yacht, it's like...
Yeah. It's a yacht.
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 That's why they named it that. It's a guaranteed yacht.
Yeah.
That's another Frank fact for you. not really, but you could throw it onto the story and people will believe it.
People believe it. They're not going to look that up.
You know why they call it yacht?
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you got a guess for president that got rid of the yacht?
I'll go with George W.
Nope. Not George W. Bush. Anybody calling in about that? Or they still want the cheerleader tickets, Sammy? Is anybody... What the hell are you doing?
What?
She's not even listening to the program.
I'm
She's
trying
the phone
to give
screener.
Away prizes.
She's got
I have like eight tickets to give
put
away.
Put them on hold. I got another prize for you to give away. Someone's got to guess the president who gave away the yacht.
A president who gave away a yacht?
There used to be a... Yes, listen to the show. There used to be a president... No, we used to have a presidential yacht. Like we have Air Force One and things like that.
Oh, uh-huh.
There used to be a yacht. And one president said, we don't need a yacht. And got rid of it. Which one was it? And I'm going to give a prize away. All right?
Okay.
All right, Lisa. While we take those calls, and Sammy's on board now.
Okay.
Let's find out what's going on in traffic.
Well, a couple of brush fires.
Howdy, Frank Show. We used to have a presidential yacht. And then at one point, the residing president said, we don't need a yacht. Let's get rid of that thing. Maybe the American people, he thought, well, it looks a little like we're, you know, we can't have that, even though you have other stuff. We understand Air Force One, you got to get places.
Right, yeah.
But a yacht, like you said, where are you taking that?
Mm-hmm. It's pure luxury. Yeah,
pleasure cruise.
So what buzzkill president got rid of the yacht? 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's talk to Whitney. Hello, Whitney.
Hi.
All right, what president got rid of the yacht?
Roosevelt.
Nope.
That would have made sense with the Depression and everything.
Let's talk to Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hey, good morning. How about Lyndon B. Johnson?
Nope.
I mean, he's got BJ in his name. Come on. Getting rid of that.
So you automatically associate large aquatic luxury vessels with you have to.
Maybe it has something to do with the salty sea. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just Pavlovian, if you will.
And I don't know what the size of it. I mean, like how, like from.
Well, if it's presidential, I'm sure it's a big one, you know? I mean, I don't think it was a little tiny.
Probably had a staff that worked on it.
Oh, yeah.
How many seamen?
Depends on the president.
Yeah, that's true. And is there a poop deck on a yacht? Or is that just like on it?
You want to go meet my seamen?
No, the guys.
The guys on the yacht.
Yeah. They all do all the stuff.
Come on, why would you get rid of the yacht? Let's talk to Monique. Hello, Monique.
Hi.
Who got rid of the yacht?
President Reagan, because he already had
him. No, sorry, it wasn't President Reagan. All right, let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good morning to you, Frank and Hardy.
Who got rid of the yacht?
Oh, you know, it's too easy for me. It's the 39th president of the United States. I'm playing with you.
You are correct. It was Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
He told us to put on a sweater and turn down the heat because he was going to cut down the budget. So, yes, it was Jimmy Carter.
Put on a sweater and turn down the heat. Let's get rid of that damn yacht.
Look at Jimmy Carter.
All right, Chris, I'm going to give you a prize. You're going to see Counting Crows and Rob Thomas.
No, thank you, Frank. No, thank you for the prize. You know, like the guy that said earlier, the prize is listening to you and Heidi. So, thank you, but no thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I would give you a yacht right now.
Me too.
Me too.
Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
Oh, well, that was just lovely.
Lisa May has been working on the news of the day all morning long. So what's going on, Lisa?
New music from Radiohead comes out in June, according to their manager. He says there is nothing out there right now that sounds anything like this. And he says, for some people, that's going to be a good thing. And for some people, that's not. Radiohead already announced a world tour, shows are sold out, and now they're trying to figure out if they're going to make the album available for streaming services. The manager obviously hoping they are. That whole AMC Theaters texting thing, not happening.
Good.
It was an idea that the new president had, but they sent out a tweet this morning saying that they are backing out of the idea to allow cell phones and texting in theaters. No texting at AMC won't happen. You spoke, we listened. Quickly, that idea has been sent to the cutting room floor. And James Cameron showed up at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday to make a surprise announcement. He's working on not three, but four sequels to Avatar. Wow.
He's working on all of them now?
He's been working on them. Oh. They said he hasn't been at this thing since, I think they said 2011, because he's been working on these. But it was going to be three, but then he decided three just wasn't enough. So it's going to be four. The first one is going to hit the theaters around the holidays in 2018. He also says there's a theme park based on Avatar in the works with Disney and graphic novel spinoffs. You know, when he gets an idea,
hyper-focused.
Dog with a bone.
Yeah.
He's not letting go.
It's like Titanic idea.
Avatar. That's it. That's his world.
He gets stuff done, though.
He does.
If you want stuff done, let him do it.
Yeah, I agree.
If you celebrate your birthday today, who do you celebrate with who's famous? Emma Watson is 26. She was Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films. Seth Rogen, 34. Chris Stapleton, 38. He's going to be at Coachella, Chris Stapleton.
Lucky.
I can't drink you. Ed O'Brien from Radiohead is 48. But I'm a creep. Samantha Fox is 50 years old. Well, naughty girls need love too. Now I know it's true. Naughty girls need love too. Lois Giles is 69. She played Dr. Holly Goodhead in the James Bond film Moonraker. And Roy Clark, hee-haw superstar, is 83 years old. When I was young, so many. songs were waiting to be sung. That's Roy Sings. I'm going to give you another Frank fact about the White House.
All right.
The White House was totally open to the public through the early 1900s. Andrew Jackson had to spend his first night as president in a hotel because the 20,000 people partying at the White House after his inauguration were too rowdy.
Oh, my God.
I can't stay here.
Oh, yeah. An open White House.
Open to the public.
That's a horrible idea.
He wins and everybody can go in and party. 20,000 people were partying there.
That's insane.
Oh, they went, we can't. No, we got to shut her down. Put a gate up. We can't do this.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
We need him rested.
I can't get anything done.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Stay or Go. It is on Friday, where we let an unsigned band play their music for you, and you decide if they should stay in the music business or get the hell out today. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. You're also listening for the Scorpions song in the 9 o'clock hour. Be the 25th caller when you hear the Scorpions song of the hour, which is going to be Blackout. Call that same number, 800-955-KLOS, when you hear it, and you'll score tickets to one of the shows. A room at the Hard Rock Hotel. This is all happening in Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And a shot to meet the Scorpions before the show. All the tickets furnished by AEG Live. Thank you so much for that. When we come back, it's Stay or Go. We are Heidi and Frank.
Back to more of the Heidi and Frank Show. Next on the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles.
It's Friday, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Sylvania Halogen Bulb. It's a floodlight, indoor or outdoor, 50 watt. Now, this is a segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags? Move back home, mom and dad start working on Plan B.
Should I stay or should I go?
The band we have for you today goes by the name Bone of Contention. In their bio, it says, Bone of Contention is an independent rock band from Los Angeles, California, formed in 2011, noted for a raw but refined sound with experimental and dark overtones. BOC, they're shortening it.
Mm-hmm.
BOC transcends any one musical genre.
Oh, no.
However, elements of progressive, funk, space rock,
oh, no,
melodic pop, and even a smidgen of acid jazz.
Oh, no.
Permeates through their sound. And on the phone, we have Chet. He's keyboards and vocals. Hello, Chet.
Hey, Chet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of stuff going on in this bio.
I hope.
I mean, I have no idea what Bone of Contention is going to play
super
for us right
curious
now. I mean, the sound, everything together, it's quite the melodic stew.
Well, I'm going to keep it radio friendly for you.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's, yeah. Why do you have stuff that I could never play?
No F word and space rock?
Well, I didn't want to send you a 10-minute epic crazy song for your radio show, so
oh,
I'm keeping it fairly simple here.
I got you. Could you have those long 10-minute songs where, okay, so I'm going to be like just all smoked out, melting into my couch, putting on some Bone of Contention for 10 minutes and enjoying the high?
It's happened, yes.
Oh, it's happened. Thank you. All right, Chet, this is where you pick the song you want to start out with, because you sent us two songs, and it's very important because if the audience does love the first song and they say, you guys, Bone of Contention should stay, then we will hear the second song. But if they don't like that first song, we will never, ever hear that second song. So what do you want to start with?
We are going to start with Bad Karma.
Bad Karma. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. 1-800-955-KLOS. Here they are, Bone of Contention.
You're the slave till you spent your last dime.
shuffle your shoe. Why don't you show me your boo? And keep me amused. Don't eat, don't sleep, don't even be the eating dish you don't want to see.
Still going?
It's still got 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
Two minutes and 41 seconds! All right. How long do we have now?
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
2 minutes and 17 seconds! How about now?
2 minutes and five seconds.
I think I got the gist. Yeah. Okay, because obviously we got Chet on the phone. He's a keyboardist and vocalist, and he said they do have very long songs. This one was about, what, 4, 5, 6 minutes?
5 minutes, almost 6 minutes.
Almost a six-minute song. So, yeah, I think we got the gist. So it's time to call in 1-800-955-5567 and tell BOC if they should stay and pursue their dreams of being musically famous and wealthy. Or should they stop playing music altogether and start doing something else? I mean, that's stay or go. I mean, it's honest. Stay in music or go away. 1-800-955-5567. Now, Chet, this is where we pass the ball around the room and say what we thought about you inside the studio. And we'll let Heidi go first.
Here's the thing. I feel like that I'm sitting here totally sober, contrary to what maybe some people believe. I feel like if I was on some sort of substance, I would like it. But at 9 in the morning, sober, I don't care for it.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe it's you have to be in a right frame of mind for it.
Okay. Chet, do you understand that?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. 9 o'clock, maybe it's a little, a little too spacey?
Yeah, like it needs to be at midnight and we're stoned. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
When I read the bio, Chet, and it said you have, you transcend any one musical genre, but you have elements of progressive, funk, space rock, melodic pop, even a smidgen of acid jazz. Here's the thing. I think there is too much of everything to be enough of something. You understand what that means?
Well, I mean, as a songwriter, all you can really do is what you're influenced by.
Okay.
So if you have a lot of influence,
but all at the same time.
No, yeah, I mean, you might
like a lot of different artists, but you'd never hit play on all of them at the same time and listen to them all together because it would sound you wouldn't like any of them. But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't like any of them if you played them all exactly at the same time at the same volume, but separate. They're all individually good. So maybe you do some separate things and don't try to put every genre on top of one another. That's just what I think. Eric, what do you say?
Oh, why are you? Well, okay. Initially, I hated it. Hated it.
Okay.
Then my brain sort of melted out of my ear and I got real quiet and still. And then I got real grumbly in my stomach and had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
So I think you guys are in a competition. Your drummer, you, Chet, are the vocalist, correct?
Keyboard and vocals.
Your songwriter. Who's the songwriter?
I am.
Chet.
Okay, Chet. Chet as well. And who's your recording engineer?
That's Dave Haddad.
Okay, you guys are all in a major competition for who is the least talented.
Oh, my God. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, boy.
Okay. But you know what, Chet? It doesn't matter what he thinks. It only matters what they think out there. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and answer them as they come in. 1-800-955-KLOS. And we're going to talk to Kim first. Hello, Kim. You're on line one.
Good morning. They
okay.
hated it. They
got to
go.
Okay. Badly. That's one go, zero stays. All right. Thank you, Kim. Let's talk. Oh, another Kim on line two. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
What do you think of Bone of Contention?
Stay.
Ooh, one stay, one go. See? Let's go to Peck. Hey, Peck.
Yes, I'm here.
What do you say, Peck? Stay or go?
Stay.
Two stays, zero go, or one go. Let's talk to 80.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What do you say, stay or go?
They got to go.
Gots to. All right. There's two stays, two goes. Kevin, what's your vote for Bone of Contention? Stay or go?
They have got to go.
Got to go. There's three goes. Alan, stay or go?
I don't know, man. They hurt my head. They got to go.
Four goes. Lynn, Bone of Contention, what do you say? Stay or go? Lynn, you called the show.
I called the show. I'm driving down Crenshaw. People in front of me, I think, are smoking weed, and they still got to go.
All right. All right. That's five goes, two stays. All right, Chet, I'll let you decide your fate. We got Teresa, Matthew, and Rodney. Who do you want to go with?
Wow.
That was tough.
Let's go with Matthew.
Matthew. All right, Matthew, it could be up to you. What do you say?
I say that they got to go.
Oh, all right. But hey, here's the good news, Chet. I mean, we only have so many lines, and we do the best of 10, so the first one to six votes. And so you got six goes and two stays. But people can still go online to HeidiandFrank.com and vote online. And we combine the online votes with the call-in votes. And the highest percentage of stays versus go, the bands get invited to play Songfest at the Heidi and Frank Birthday Bash at the end of the year, okay? Encourage your fans to go continue voting for you. And if you did like Bone of Contention and you couldn't get through on the phone, you can go to their website, boneofcontentionmusic.com. They have a Twitter handle, @bone_contention. Chet, thank you so much for being such a good sport.
Thank you.
And, this opportunity to be played on 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California. It took a lot of balls. So if you think you have a band that you'd like to put on Stay or Go, you can submit and see how to submit at HeidiandFrank.com. Thank you, Chet.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. 1-800-955-5567 is the number.
Are you curious at all about what else they had in the chamber or no?
No.
Because you think it's probably more of...
Do you want to know the song title? And maybe that'll pique your interest. It's called Fickle Finger of Fate.
Oh, my God.
The Fickle Finger of Fate.
The first song is called Bad Karma.
Right.
What did I do to have to listen to that?
The Fickle Finger of Fate has put...
The Fickle Finger of Fate has fingered me. You know, like pointed at me and said, you, sir, deserve this. And they played me Bad Karma.
The Fickle Finger of Fate found Frank. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, sometimes this job's tough.
Indeed.
Most people say, my God, you got it made, man. I'm like, I know. But then some days like this, it's tough.
Yeah.
When it comes to salary and stress, prospects, I think we got a tough gig.
Salary, stress, and prospects. Yeah.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Who do you think has it tougher, firefighters or us?
Well, now I'm going to, and you're pairing us up against them, I'm going to go firefighters.
No.
Have a little tougher than we do.
Nope. We have it tougher than firefighters.
How do we have it tougher than firefighters?
According to, you know, salary, prospects, and stress.
Uh-huh.
We got it way tougher. How about taxi cab drivers? You think we got it tougher than taxi cab driver?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're just driving a car.
How about people in ad sales? The ad sales guy, the guys on the other side of the building over here, think we got it tougher than them?
Well, those guys seem quite stressed.
No, hell no, they're not stressed at all.
Huh.
We got it way tougher than the ad sales.
Okay.
How about retail sales?
No.
Yeah, hell yeah, we got it tougher than them. How about pest control workers? Think we got it tougher than them?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. How about members of the military?
Okay, they've got it tougher than me.
Salaries, prospects, and stress. Think members of the military have it tougher than we do?
100%.
Hell no, they don't.
What?
They couldn't stand to do this every day. And that's where I get up to this point that I'm making. They just put out a list of the 10 worst jobs. And I was counting down right there from 10. When I said firefighters, 10. Taxi driver, number 9. Ad sales, number 8. Retail sales, number 7. Pest control worker, number 6.
My God,
catch up. Okay. Members of the military, number 5. Don't jump ahead. Number four. Radio personality.
Oh, my God.
Worst job. We do, according to this, have it harder than all those other jobs when it comes to salary, prospects, and stress. The only people who have it harder than us, TV broadcasters. Loggers.
Loggers.
Like lumberjacks.
Okay.
And newspaper reporters. Yeah. But we're on the list.
I feel like.
God.
Lumberjacks. There's prospects there. As long as there's trees to be cut down, you got a job.
Really?
A lumberjack?
People trying to stand in front of your bulldozer as you're trying to tear out some habitat and put some couple things extinct.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking about the lumberjack Cho in Ketchikan, Alaska. They seem to be having a hell of a good time.
You're just trying to think of your type of lady.
I'll tell you, that chick on the brawny on those paper towels, she's hot. That is a girl, right? You know how
most
I like
girls
them.
You date look just like her.
I like a strong jaw. I'm not going to lie.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That list that's put out. The radio guy.
See?
It's not that crazy.
We go through.
Yeah, I guess not.
Think about the past jobs you've had and how stressed out you are here. You hear Keith Cunningham wants to see you in his office. You go, oh!
I know.
Oh!
You know what? Since we're right in the middle of Stay or Go, or at the end of it, Keith called me in his office yesterday, and he says that he wants to change the name of Stay or Go, like the festival thing there instead of Sogfest, and he wants to change it to Cunninghamaganza.
Cunninghamaganza.
His name is Keith Cunningham, and he's like, you know what? I think we should change the name to Cunninghamaganza. I'm like, what?
Well, you say no, right?
I said, I'll consider it.
No! You don't say that. Who cares if he's the boss?
I didn't mean it. I just said I'd consider it.
Ugh.
So,
it does flow.
It does kind of have a ring to it. I'm like, Cunninghamaganza.
Yeah, but
you got to be careful. That sounds awesome.
Got to be careful how you say it, and that could go sideways. Yeah.
What do you
mean? I don't think that's a good idea either.
What do you mean?
You just got to enunciate. You don't want people to get confused. I don't think that's a good name. My 2 cents, for whatever it's worth.
Cunninghamaganza? You want jam? Like jam in there?
No, that's not
so you know it's like it's a music fest?
Oh. No, I don't think.
It's the cunning and the ham jams are so close that would be.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Misconstrued.
Right. It's confusing. What is it?
Sog sounds so much better now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's all about perspective, isn't it?
He didn't say that. I was just kidding. I'm just messing with Keith.
But you know what? I know Keith, so I'm like, I don't know. Maybe.
That was true. Okay. Got you again, Heidi.
You did.
Got you again.
What the heck, man?
I'll prank you again. Same week.
In 1 week.
Same week.
Yeah, it is stressful around here.
Bob Coburn's coming up next. He's got a 95-minute free ride for you, and you're still listening for the Scorpion Song of the Hour. The song being Blackout. Now, what you're going to win when you hear that song, be caller 25 at 800-955-KLOS. Scorpions with special guest Queensryche are going to be at the Blacked Out in Vegas at the Joint at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino May 13th through the 21st. So what you're going to get is you're going to score some tickets to one of the shows, a room at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, plus a shot to meet the Scorpions before the show. So listen for the song Blackout in the next 35 minutes and be caller 25. It's that simple. But right now, we do have to apologize. I'm going to Coachella. I'll be reporting live as well. I might get on my Facebook Live while I'm there. Even Guns N' Roses is getting ready to take the stage. Who knows?
Cool.
Depends on my condition. But it's been, and on Monday, don't forget, it's a Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is marathon on Monday, and we come back live on Tuesday. Danny Mathers, being one of the stars of Put Your Man Where Your Mouth Is, she is going to be at Top Rocker Harley from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. Go say hello to her. Go get yourself a Harley and go join Danny Kleppinger. She's going to be hosting the cheerleader tryout. She is the L.A. Rams team reporter. She's going to be hosting the cheerleader final auditions at the Forum on Sunday. So your weekend's planned for you, all right? We have to apologize and get out of here.
Brian Austin Green, Tennessee Birds, Bert and Ernie, and Master Debaters.
Chef Boyardee, Lindsay Lohan, Pete Rose, and Serial Killers.
High School Musical, Samsung, Meth Moms, and Racist Priests.
Speeders, Wizard Nerds, Robots, and Louise the Maid.
Danny Kleppinger, Samantha Fox, Dwayne Schneider, and Antiques Roadshow.
Californians, President Carter, and yachts.
Star Wars Land at Disneyland, AMC Theaters, James Cameron, and White House Ravers.
The Sog Band, Bone of Contention, Roy Clark, Radiohead, and the Staples Center. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Heidi and Frank.
Sports on Tap. On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Looks like we're going to have a heck of a series between the Kings and the Sharks. If last night's game was any indication, unfortunately, the Kings dropped game number one at the Staples Center, 4-3 the final there. Dodgers hang a 5-spot on the D-backs in the fifth, win the rubber game and take the series. Yasiel Puig's batting over 400. Giants in town for a weekend series kicking off tonight. Kershaw, Bumgarner, round two. And the Angels in Minnesota to face the winless Twins tonight. I'm Pete Fox. That's Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.